Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Happy Halloween and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium sports podcast for the Black Altis Premium Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod. Well, actually, I'm your co-host because I'm joined, as always, except for that one time. Bye.
Yeah, that one time you wasn't feeling well.
My lighter half. Well, there was no show that time, so they don't know that. They don't know that. You know what I mean?
They know now.
They don't know that there was ever a show that you did that I wasn't at. So technically, I've been here for every episode, but I'm joined by my lighter half, my brother from another lighter mother, Jay Trizin. What up, dog?
What up, RDZ?
Chilling, man. You know how we do? Sipping my wine.
We do got to come up with a nickname for you. And Nick, you is holding up with a glass of wine too. I didn't even see you fix it.
Get my mama D on. Where my straw at? Give me a straw for my glass of wine.
Shit, sophisticated Fridays.
That is so good.
Y'all know it's just a glass of Kool-Aid, right?
That's what you think.
That's that red drink.
Nah, you put some ice in Kool-Aid. This wine. This ain't nothing but the body of Christ. The blood of Jesus. Let the choir say amen.
You know, before we end the month of October, I decided to wear the purple beads today.
Good for you, man. For domestic violence.
Yeah, I support domestic violence.
Yeah. I've been,
awareness.
Yeah, I've been saying you're a big supporter of domestic violence.
Yep.
So, awareness on the show awareness. For a while now.
Yep. But I thought about it because on the show we did the other day, you know, the woman that was kept getting hollered at, and I talked about how men approach women, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, we've been joking it, and I wanted to take it serious, so I've been wearing the beads all day just to let people know that I support domestic violence.
Yeah.
Awareness, yes. And I dare anybody to say different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ladies, I'm here for you if you need a shoulder to cry on.
Right.
A dick to suck. I'm here for you.
Somebody to harass you on the street.
Yep. I know y'all like it rough, so, you know, just know that I'm here for those purposes too.
A lot of women in the BDSM.
Just ask Lady May's lips.
Yep.
Ask her about that ass whooping I gave her. She'll let you know I'm here for domestic violence. Awareness.
Well, I guess first thing we're supposed to start with is the actual show, music, which reminds me, it always doesn't play right. So let me go ahead and switch my default program right now.
The Zoom had a pretty pictures in the background.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
Bad deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. Balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I wanna have sex with a personality. Got hump of positive traits. Give a pound into a feeling. Make a south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just to tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No, just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. With your broke ass.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. In love, I'm talking about balls deep. My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. In love.
That's right, y'all. It's balls deep time, baby. We are back. I guess, what do we always do first? Comments and emails, right?
Yep. We do whatever we want to do.
Technically,
I mean, if y'all want structure and you know, rudimentary, just your average sports talk,
yeah, y'all be listening to something else right now.
Yep.
But y'all aren't. So
that's why y'all like us, because we do what the fuck we want to do. I'm sure y'all do what y'all want to do too.
Damn, somebody went as Jameis and the crab leg.
Jameis and the crab leg for Halloween, man. Let me throw this in the chat. By the way, that is the best looking crab leg.
Oh yeah, before we was recording, we was looking at different Halloween pictures.
Dog, why she got the Publix barcode on?
Is that where he was at?
Yeah.
Damn.
He stole the crab leg from Publix, man. How did he even get back there to grab the crab leg?
Now, quick question, though. Because we have a Publix here now, but yeah. I haven't been in
two. I've been in it two times now.
Is it nice?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like a new fancy Bilo.
Nah, it's nice.
Well, all this fancy.
I mean, it's like a Harris Teeter nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the only thing is they moved it to like a location where there's a lot of black people at.
Mistake.
And so you get a good little mix of people in there. It's not just all white people like Harris Teeter or, you know, it's a good little mix of class, race, all that shit. There'd be some badass chicks in there too. And they got good sandwiches. So that's what's up. Yeah, man.
Do they have a card though? Like, you know,
no card. They just give you the deal.
Everything already on the low. Okay.
Yeah, you don't even need the card. Like, it'll be like these two for one. You're like, oh, so I need a nope. Then they give you like your own grocery bag. Then they walk you out to the car.
That's a little.
That's too much. Yeah, I don't like that either.
That's crossing the line for me.
But if you let them walk you out to the car, they actually give you a free like coupon. And the coupon,
damn,
yeah,
it tricked you into being sociable.
Yeah, and the coupon will actually give you like when you get your free coupon or whatever, it'll actually like be like free spaghetti sauce if you come back, free what? Ice cream, you know, shit like that.
I might have to check them out for real.
Yeah, only thing I don't like is they talk too much. Like they be like, oh yeah, so you know, just moved into the area, you know, we've been open for 72 years and this will be our 100th store. We're also moving into Cary, North Carolina. We got a store going up in South Carolina next week. You ever go to the one out in Tinker K? Yeah, Jamal, he works there. He's the manager and I love him. He's a pretty good guy. Also, I'm just sitting here like, dog, I just want to put my groceries in the car though.
I don't even like saying I'm doing okay when they actually have
me neither.
Visit so
far. I don't even like plastic. You know what I mean? Paper or plastic, sir? Plastic. Because I just don't want to talk to them. It's like I'm being street harassed. And I don't like dealing with that shit. And instead, they'll fucking talk your ear off, man. This girl did it today at breakfast, man. I was paying for my meal. She was just like, haha, so what you going to be for Halloween? And I had one headphone in my ear anyway. I just looked at her like,
really? We got to do this today?
Can I? Okay. And I guess I was quiet for so long that she just was like, if you celebrate Halloween, and I just kept looking at her, she's like, if you don't celebrate, that's fine too. And I was just like, I got my receipt and I just said, you have a happy Halloween. She was like, oh, okay. And I just walked out, man.
You fucked up the rest of the day.
I know, man. I hate that shit, man. We're not friends. You know? Anyway. So we got a comment on the last episode. Steve Nash back. This is episode 74.
Question?
Prince LeRon says, even as a premier Kobe hater in the U.S., I can't get with all the disdain for the Black Mamba. I remember when hating Kobe meant something. I hate Kobe because I was the biggest Sacramento Kings fan in the early 2000s. Well. Kobe is the reason why I no longer can get emotionally attached to teams. Kobe killed my fanhood. All this new Kobe hate is just people looking for points to support their own agenda. It has to stop. And it seems that reports switch on Kobe about 4 or 5 times a year. Also, the LeBron comparisons have to stop. The reporters are so biased in their stories, and I have a good example for that. Smush Parker told a story about Kobe, and they started writing stories about how Kobe's a bad teammate. Well, LeBron's teammates shit on him as soon as he leaves town. They treat LeBron like a fake-ass work friend. I can't wait until Kobe retires because he is going to be so good. I have to end this comment with fuck Kobe, fuck Shaq, and fuck Robert Horry twice. Understood.
I actually respect it.
I have respect for that type of Kobe hate because it was earned. He's right, man. Way too much of the Kobe hate now is just about jumping on the bandwagon. You know, and I'm telling people, don't party too hard because they're going to do it to LeBron too. Mm-hmm. They gonna do it. They already starting to turn on him for going back to Cleveland. I've been peeping it.
Y'all forgot all that hate he used to get when he was dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember dancing LeBron?
Yeah. Oh, he taking it to. He gotta take it serious.
Like, can he? I mean, he is 19. Can he just have fun?
Right. That's why they losing. Shit, I already seen the article. We gonna cover it today. They was hating on him last night. Already. Wait till they don't win the championship this year. Then everybody gonna be back to fuck Kobe. This nigga LeBron killing his team. That's what I want to hear.
He did fuck up though.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have asked for Kevin Love. Should have called him like, hey man, just come next year.
Mm-hmm.
Trading the young boy. Come next year.
But yeah, all these Kobe, these Johnny come lately Kobe haters. I don't got time for them. Like, you want me to respect your Kobe hate, you got to get in on the ground floor. I know dudes has been hating Kobe for years. Like, I know dudes has been hating Kobe since they said T-Mac was better than Kobe. And that's a long time. Okay? Hating Kobe since they said it was good that they traded away Vlade Divac to get Kobe. Because Vlade Divac was better than Kobe for the Hornets. That's Kobe hate. All right. When you can say Eddie Jones should have started over Kobe, mm-hmm. I don't know why they let Eddie Jones go. That's Kobe hate.
Not mad at the organization mm-hmm. for not having foresight and saying we keeping Kobe.
Right. Dude, let me show you this text I got from our boy Mike. You know Mike. Ballhead Mike we play ball with. Yeah. Why do you send me this? This is our text conversation this week. There's a picture that says Kobe equal NBA record most missed shots in the regular season. Kobe equal NBA record most missed game winners. Well, wouldn't they not be game winners then? how you miss a game winner? I mean, that maybe you miss a potential shot that could have won the game, but you missed it, so it's not a game winning shot. Also, that's not a stat, but okay. Kobe, NBA record most missed buzzer beaters. How are those not the same two stats?
They counting half court shots at halftime, man.
Yeah, Kobe equal NBA record most worst shot attempt to assist ratio.
Mean, he had like 2 years of Smush Park. I can see
right.
how that could happen.
I'm just saying, worst shot attempt to assist ratio. By the way, I didn't confirm any of these. I don't even know if these are true.
I can see him trying to pass to Devin George and having a little difficulty getting an assist.
Yeah, I just don't care. Because, like, he tried to use this on, you'll see in the conversation, but he tries to act like his teammates always bailed him out. But if they bailed him out, then why wouldn't his assist numbers be up? They must not be that good. He can't get no assist when he throw it to him. Kobe equal NBA record only finals MVP to not shoot above 50% in a single finals game, 2009 and 2010. You know, but not the other 3 years where he did shoot. About 50%. Five.
Oh.
Kobe equal NBA record worst shooting performances by any finals MVP in history, 40% shooting. Kobe equal NBA record on the top 10 scores of all time. Kobe has the lowest shooting percentage. Kobe equal NBA record. There are only 13 games in history where someone shot below 50% and reached 50 points. Kobe is responsible for 7 of those 13 games.
You know, I didn't know Mike was this petty. But it's probably the reason I like him.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's funny, though, is a lot of this is because the three-point thing came into play more for Kobe than, you know, some of the big men. Because you don't have to have as high a percentage when you hit your threes.
Yep.
You know, even Michael Jordan had to get in the paint more than Kobe because Kobe could hit threes. Most missed shots in a playoff series. Kobe equal NBA record. Most missed shots in the finals. Kobe equals second most missed shots in the NBA game. I don't get why these matter. Like, he got 5 rings. What are we really discussing here?
Let's talk. Can we talk how many finals appearances versus how many championship wins? Like, what's the ratio on that?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just don't get why it's a problem. So,
is that 5 out of 6?
So he wrote, wow, on here, right? Mm-hmm. And Steve, because he put Steve on there, Steve, who was supposed to be here today, but blew us off.
This is a text.
Yeah, this text. Steve put, so basically, he's not scared to fail, and that makes him great. #Kobe24. Mike goes, damn, horrible answer. Steve says, how you figure? And Mike says, show me that everyone he plays with bails him out. He's the most bailed out superstar in league history. Then he gets credit for taking the most shots. Bitch, are you serious? So I responded back, because one, that's not fair. Like, Michael Jordan had Steve Kerr hit the championship. We never say he got quote unquote bailed out, right?
Yep. Great pass.
Right. The pass he made the hardest Grant who made the pass to Kerr, but okay. So I respond at this point, shaking my head, take me out of this. This is stupid. Steven said, yeah, take me out too. That don't even make sense. Mike said, not saying he's not good or even top 10, but he gets a little too much credit in finals play. Who are the people walking around saying Kobe the best finals player of all time? None of us. We just go, he won 5 championships, the end. Not to mention, I noticed he tried to count out them 3 with Shaq. The one where Shaq fouled out and that nigga played with a hurt ankle in overtime and killed Reggie Miller and the Pacers. Oh, we ain't talking about that, right? That don't count.
But also, other than Jordan, who can you compare him to with those that many finals appearances and victories?
Right. Well, they like, elevated the number to like he's you know had the lowest shooting percentage for a finals MVP. But did you read the sentence? He was finals MVP, bro.
Yeah, like who?
You take what you get. What do you want him to do?
Because Magic got 5, right? But he also had Kareem and Worthy and AC Green.
And we never accuse him. We'll never accuse him of having his teammates bail him out with some of the best teammates of all time that all went to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So he says, Rod, so numbers don't matter when we're talking about Kobe. Whether you agree or not, it's an interesting stat to discuss when you're talking about whether he can win with great players or not. Just thought I'd get your opinion on what these numbers mean. Steven said, Kobe needs a little over 500 points to surpass Jordan for 3rd on the all-time scoring list. He has 5 rings. He scored 81 points in the game, 2nd most all-time. What's there to argue? Mike says, the numbers in the finals, not arguing, but you got to admit these are surprising stats for one of the most impactful players in finals history. So even he's saying he's the most impactful. Okay. Even Kobe lovers can agree with that. I said the last 2 rings he got didn't have any quote-unquote great players on the team. He said Gasol was a great player at the time.
Nope. Are you predicting Gasol go to the Hall of Fame?
No. He said not an all-star great. But great at that time. No, first of all, Gasol put together one of the shittiest final performances. Remember when we was like, yo, what are they going to do? KG is killing Gasol. Like, Gasol looked legitimately scared of Kevin Garnett for a while. And then he hit that lucky ass layup in game. I think it was game 7 in like the 4th quarter. And we was like, finally, yo, damn.
And wasn't there like an alley or something?
Dog, it was either an alley or like a shot where like he got fouled and it just happened to go in anyway. Like
something he should have dunked.
Yeah.
But it rolled around and around.
It was super duper lucky. And we was like, finally, this nigga did something. What's up with the revisionist history? Like, people, when Kobe was hurt, it's not like Gasol was taking that team and being like, now y'all on my back. He's not a great player. He never took a team to the finals when he was with Memphis. I don't even know if he took a team to the fucking playoffs with Memphis. Anyway, he says, again, not taking away from his greatness, but got to admit that was a surprise stat for a player so that's so impactful. I said, disagree. He said, so you knew he shot that poorly in the finals? Worst in history? And I didn't respond again.
I hate the text.
Stop. Yeah, man. Stop. Stop. I told him to take me out of it from the beginning, man. Like, I hate those arguments where it's really an argument about nothing. It's like, cause I'll be like, yeah, I got Kobe as a top 10 player all time. Yeah, I got him as a top 10 player all time. But you ever think about this? Yeah, man, I still got him as top 10. What about you? Yeah, I still got him as top 10. The fuck are we arguing about?
I mean, cause I didn't like the shoes he was wearing.
Right. You act like I'm finals. I can see if my argument was, well, he's better than Jordan. So, I mean, you know.
Kobe will never sell more shoes than Jordan.
Right. Damn.
I mean, he did have like a 15-year head start.
You know he missed the most shots in the finals game. Okay. He missed the most shots for a finals MVP. Amazing. That is amazing. What do you want me to say about it? Still good.
Who other than Jordan got that many opportunities?
Probably Dwayne Wade like, that year where they kept giving him all them free throws so the misses ain't count.
I'm just saying like, you know, and they focusing on 2.
Yeah.
2 finals. it's a skewed number. Like, it's the number doesn't, the numbers don't even make sense, because
he's a shooter that he's not scared to shoot. He'll never stop shooting. That's why I like him. He's fearless. It's funny because when it was Allen Iverson, all the niggas hopped on his dick like, look at how fearless this man is. When it's Kobe, all of a sudden it's, pass the ball, Kobe. You're winning too much. Give Smush Parker a chance. Fuck you. Fuck him too. Fuck Smush. Fuck Luke Walton. Fuck Kwame Brown. Devin George.
Fuck Luke Walton dead.
Yeah. Fuck all them. All them niggas that was on that team. Chris Mims, fuck them.
Fuck Sasha, even though he's Kobe dude.
Give them niggas the ball for what? Shoot the ball. Like, when you got NBA 2K, like, your ass was out there talking about, let me see if I can get Smush 18 tonight. No, you weren't. You was up there shooting J's with Kobe too, cause you was like, nigga, this is pointless. Mm-hmm. Same shit he gonna do this year. Watch how many people try to turn.
How about this? You know, they always talk about Kobe don't make players better. But he made Andrew Bynum give him 2 rings when the dude doesn't even like basketball.
Right.
Bynum, like, as soon as he left the Lakers, Bynum was like, fuck basketball, dude, fuck the world. He said, I'm not cutting my hair no more.
He said, bailed out by great players. Is Andrew Bynum great? is the only person you can make an argument for those years was Paul Gasol, who didn't show up. So what do you want? You know what I mean? Is Ron Artest going to go down as a great NBA player?
His therapist will go down as the best.
Yeah, he'll go down as the greatest therapist that ever played a game of Ron's mind. The mind game.
The Zen master. She the true Zen master.
God, man. Especially when you look at the teams that niggas had when they went there. I mean, you know, as much as I love LeBron, yo, he 2-2 with Bosh and Wade on his side. Like, even he wasn't a lock, and he playing with 2 dudes that are going to the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
So you can suck my dick, Mike. Yeah, I'll tell you that to your face. Shut up. When I see him, I'm gonna say that. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut your mouth, Mike. Oh man, y'all, should we explain that joke?
Yes, it's hilarious. All right,
so we play at the Y. We have court monitors. I'm a court monitor, but I never clock in. I haven't even done my CPR test this year. But
shit.
I know I need to do it. It's overdue like a motherfucker too, like 10 months. But
they're supposed to be good for 2 years. I don't know why some agencies make you.
They make you do it every year. It's so stupid. Anyway, I'm a court monitor, but I don't. The way I monitor the court is smooth. You know, I'm a cool motherfucker. So. You know, if something is happening, I rarely raise my voice. I almost never even put my badge on or tell people I'm a court monitor unless it, like, comes to a point where there's going to be conflict, right? So, like, if someone is on, like, we're not supposed to have people shoot around on the basketball court while the game is going on. So, you know, I'll be like, hey, man, no shooting. I'll say it just like that. Hey, man, cut out. No shooting, man. And normally, you know, without I don't have my badge on and stuff, they're like, why, man? I can't shoot. It's like, look, man, they're playing full court. Somebody could get hurt. Please go shoot on the other side or don't shoot at all. And then if they keep doing it, because sometimes people just do that, like, fuck you, I'll do what I want. Then I'll be like, look, man, I would hate to have to kick you out or take you off the list, but I will do it, you know. And they're like, who are you? I'm the court monitor. You ain't no court monitor, nigga. I'm like, all right, here's my badge. Don't make me call the police. Please, just calm down. No. And typically, that's like if it's escalated to that point. That's the most it's ever gotten. But then we have a dude named Quint. And Quint does things a little bit different.
A little bit different. All the way different.
He's an older white gentleman from the South. Real heavy Southern accent.
Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee. And his ass has some sort of, what would be the best way to describe it? Insecurity? Inferiority complex?
Yes, inferiority.
Yeah, he has like an inferiority complex, like almost like little man syndrome, but he's not a little, like he has no reason to have little man syndrome. It's not like he's some short ass tiny dude, but he definitely got it. And he starts everything on 10. And it makes all the problems worse. All the problems, guys. Keep in mind, he's also kind of a coward. So when there is a problem, like say someone gets cheated on the court, when I'm working, I watch the game. I see what's going on. If I see somebody trying to cheat or manipulate whatever happens on the court, I'll step in as a gym monitor if they ask, and I'll be like, look, that person did such and such. No cheating. Do this, right? So let's say the game is tied up. It's a minute left to go. One team calls a walk on somebody that didn't walk just so they can get the ball back. Everybody starts arguing. What I would typically do, stop the clock and be like, look, he didn't walk. It's ball this way. And, you know, they want to be mad at me. They can be mad at me. But, you know, the point is I'm working, and it actually keeps the harmony if the team gets mad at me rather than the people on the court, because the people on the court have no authority. They can never figure it out. You know, they'll be arguing for fucking 10 minutes, won't shoot for it, had to kick everybody out the court, you know, a bunch of bullshit, right? So, you know, that's what I'll do in an extreme situation. Most of the time, I won't even do that. I'll just let the clock keep running, and I'll be like, y'all need to work it out. And typically, the right thing always happens because nobody want to fucking lose the time. The time is the most important thing. Like, oh, the time's running. Come on, let's hurry up. So, anyway, that's how I would handle it. Here's how Quint handles it. He don't stop the clock. He walks onto the court, in the middle of the court, and he starts giving a speech to everybody and nobody at the same time. And he'd be like, now listen up. We got a lot of arguing going on around here. You know, people say here to cussing upstairs, and it's time for it to stop. It's time for it to stop. Stop right now. Now listen. Y'all need to act right. Now I don't care whose ball it is. Y'all need to shoot for it. Or something. Then he'll walk over. Keep in mind, 45 seconds of the clock done ran off. Sometimes we have two sides going, so now it's all fucked up for the other side. The people on the court, like, they confused because nothing, he didn't actually make a decision. He just was, like, the argument still is hanging in the air.
And the team is being cheated really hot now.
Yeah, the team that getting cheated is really like, what the fuck you mean just shoot for it? They'll be like, Quint, didn't you see that he, you know, pushed me out of bounds or something? I didn't see anything. Just shoot for the ball and shut the hell up.
I mean, I'm bleeding from my arm, though, Quint.
Yeah, Quint, he shot me with a gun. I know you heard the sound. I didn't see. You just need to shoot for the ball. So one time, there was an argument, because Mike loves to argue, as y'all can tell from those text messages. He loves to argue, right? Like, we'll lose a game. And he never could just sit down like, we lost the game. Here's what we need to do different, and we'll figure it out next time. No. He got to go talk to the other team. Don't matter what they did. They could have done nothing wrong. He got to go talk to them. You know, young blood, if you wouldn't undercut me on that, man, y'all would have lost. You know, just something that, and then the other person like, man, I ain't undercut you. Come on now. You know you undercut me. Rod, did he undercut me? I'm just like, nigga, we lost. Take the L. Sit down. Let's fucking... How are we going to win next time, Mike? Like, let's think about that right now. Because I don't like losing. You know, then here's the other thing. We'll win. We will win the game. We could win 11-3, right? Not even close. Domination. Mike will go argue with the other team. You know, when you called that carry, man, you know, you had the ball at the top. You had the ball at the top of the key. You had your hand under that ball. I'm like, Mike, we won the game, man. The clock running. Can we go start the second game? No, I'm just saying he carried, Rod. That's all me. I can't just say he carried. I'm just like, so now we got to have a 5-minute discussion about whether he carried or not. Meanwhile, the clock running because Mike can't help himself. He got to argue. Mm-hmm. So one time he was pulling this arguing shit. I think I can't remember if we had won or lost. We had gotten cheated. No, we won. I think we won. I think it was that game where. Remember that game where the dude tried to hold the ball, and so Mike, instead of checking it up, just dribbled the ball in and laid it up and won the game? Everybody's like, you can't do that. And he was like, fuck it. You know, I'm doing it. And Quint let the point count because he did that. I didn't see anything. The point count.
I saw it went in. Point good.
Point good. What's the problem, right? So Mike was arguing with the people on the side. The people on the side were arguing back. The next game was trying to start. These niggas still arguing. They getting loud. They yelling at each other. Nobody's trying to fight, you know. And that's the other thing. If you try to get between Mike and the dude, like, come on, man, let's just go ball. He'll push you off of him like, nah, come on. I'm not trying to fight him. I'm just trying to talk.
Now, mind you, Mike will fight.
He will fight you.
And he's strong as hell.
And he a grown man. And some of these are kids. Some of these are like 17, 18 year old kids.
Yeah, Mike like 6'3", 6'4". Yeah. Like he not a little dude.
So Mike, no, I just want to talk to him. So you just let him talk, right? So they were going back and forth one time so bad. I guess it got on Quentin's nerves enough. He walked over and was like, that's enough. That's it. That's the end. Stop. Shut, leave it alone. Mike, shut up. Shut it up, Mike.
You saying a little calm.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I don't want to yell too hard into this mic, but okay. He basically told him to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And Mike, all the jokes left. Like it got so serious. You can hear a pin drop.
It was quiet as hell.
Because Mike was like, nah, you ain't going to be telling me to shut up now, Quinn. And it just like, you know that like little tone you can hear in somebody's voice? So you like, oh, that's very serious. That's what happened. Like, it was very serious. And
he said it while walking towards Quint.
Yeah. Like, he was about to fight Quint, dog.
Yep.
And, like, I was like, oh, and you know, Quint's so prideful that for a second he couldn't help himself because he was like, look, I just got to stop, Mike. It's been enough. You keep talking. You just got to shut up. And then Mike was like, man, you ain't going to tell me to shut up. And Quint tried to say it again without saying shut up. Didn't matter. It's too late. And they was about to fight, man. And
there was like three people trying to hold Mike back.
Yeah. And like so many people got between them. I ain't do shit. Cause I was like, fuck it. I don't care no more. Y'all wasting my time. And afterwards, they both came up to me individually like, yeah, man, you know, Quint was tripping. And then Quint came up like, man, you think I was wrong? I was like, man, you can't be telling people shut up, especially not grown men.
Yeah, not especially yelling. Like he yelled. Yeah.
He yelled at him like he was a slave. He
yelled.
Oh, and Quinn's white, by the way, in case y'all didn't realize it. Oh, and then he
shut up, Mike.
And you know, the good thing is, luckily I was there because I defused it like I normally do when something stupid happens like that. Because I just started telling everybody shut up. Like, was you there that day too, Justin? Yeah,
we all was yelling.
Yeah, I think I told you to shut up, and then you know. Like, you start making jokes about it. We start acting like we want to fight. Like, you know, and it kind of went away because then we realized how stupid it was. But, yeah, man.
At the time, Mike, it was scary, though.
Yeah, he told Mike to shut up, man. Mike got so serious. I might text him back, shut up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's been a few days. Let me text him back.
The thing, too, man, is that I think Quint, he learned from it for that moment, but he forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed another mic moment to calm him back down. Because that power goes to Quint head, man. He just think he can just talk to people in the gym any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And while Mike maybe was like, nah, Quint, you're not going to talk to me like that. And looking really, really trying to give Quint an opportunity to say my bad before I had to put hands on you.
Right.
Everybody not going to give Quint that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. He could have just swung on him. Plus, he came in the middle of another argument, so it was like he emasculated Mike in front of the other dude.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, you're not going to tell me to shut up. Because he was like, I'm tired of it. Quit your yapping. Shut up, Mike. Damn, I'm tired. And you're like, what? You're trying to get killed.
Yeah, like, even if you are tired of it, fuck you.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is Quint be wanting to hang out. And go to the Hornets games back then in the Bobcats.
I think,
I can't hang out with you, Quint. You yelling at people to shut up.
Right,
like
telling people to shut up. What's wrong with you, man? Have some respect. You got like, see, that's the difference. When I run the court, I recognize you need to allow people to have some dignity. That's all people want. They just want some dignity, man. Like if you treat the person like a human being. 99% of the time, it'll go fine because they just want some respect. Yep. If you treat them like little fucking kids, they're gonna throw tantrum like little fucking kids. Then you end up with a bunch of hooligans at the court wanting to fight each other when you could have just squashed the shit by treating them like a man. You know, every once in a while you get that dude where you like, it's nothing that you could have done. But most of the time it's not like that. I think Karen said she wanted to come in.
Tell her come on in.
Yeah. Yeah, come on in. So we got an email from Josh, our man Wonga.
What up, Josh?
Balls Deep Sports. How's it going, Rod and Justin? Was listening to your pre-show chat before last week's show, and you were talking about fat dude jokes during basketball games. I'm about 6'3", 280, and I was playing a few weeks back, and dude on the other squad was talking shit to a teammate, so I said something, and the dude said, shut up, you fat cunt, and just play. Jesus! Damn, did you kill him, or?
I mean, because you're a big dude.
Yeah, well, Wong is from Australia too, so it might not mean that might not be as bad as it is here.
That's average.
Yeah, that might not be that because Australia, you know.
Write back and let us know.
Yeah, Foster's is Australian for beer, and you know, Foster commercials be having people like
big cans
kill people and shit and eat beer cans.
They big cans huge too.
Yeah, like they fuck the beer can and they be like Foster's for it's Australian for beer. You're like, damn, y'all fuck the beer. Next two times down court, I had the ball above the 3-point line and I put a bounce pass through his legs to a mate cutting baseline for layups on both plays. Then I asked him if he really wanted me to start playing. Yeah, I love that, man. Like, it really don't happen to me as much anymore because most places I play, the people know me. But every once in a while, I do have somebody try to pull some bullshit or disrespect me. And I do love that, like, just the next few plays, I'm going to try to, even if it's disrupting my team a little bit, I'm going to just do me for a couple plays and you could be like, oh, damn. Well, never mind. You know what I mean? Because that's... That people try to pick on weak targets out of insecurity and they think that you weak and sometimes you just have to remind them like, I'm not weak though. Yeah. Like this, I didn't get this from just sitting on the couch fucking playing video games and shit. That's not what this is. Like this is just bad eating choices at night, bitch. I'm still stronger than you and I'm still going to get down this court. Like
that come from eating good.
Yeah.
I don't want to say bad choices, just eating good.
You know what I mean, though? It's like, because there's a certain type of, like, out of shape where you're like, oh, this person just don't do nothing with their life. Like, yeah. If you say, hey, man, can you want to go to the mailbox? By the time they get to the mailbox, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, but I'm not that type of fat. Like, I can get to the mailbox just fine, sir. So, yeah, every once in a while, I get hit with that, you know, bullshit, and you hit them with a little bow downstairs or something, little shoulder to the chest, something, you know, or they try to make a move on offense, you steal the ball from their ass and they be like, the fuck just happened?
It's going through them screens is the eye opener.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one when they trying to set a pick on you.
And they be like, it's a lot of muscle right here. Yeah, man. You gotta, like, that's the thing. So a lot of these people that I think they test you. And then it's like, once you do something to like show them like, oh, actually, this motherfucker is pretty good. They'll leave you alone. So, these people not having respect for the bigger fella's game. Sometimes you got to show them a thing or two. That's it. Cause the other thing is like the level of basketball that most people are playing at. It ain't like everybody out there in the best shape, making plays, every play down the court, doing something to contribute. Like a lot of times, you know, a good player makes 3, 4, 5 plays a game. That's it. You can make them 3, 4, 5 plays. You can win all day. You know, it doesn't matter how it looks or all this shit, but I think a lot of people get caught up on how it looks and, that's where they fuck up. Looking forward to hearing the next show with the star of the NBA when I get back to Australia on Saturday. Cheers, Wonga. Sent from a magical device that allows people from anywhere in the world to communicate with each other. Thanks, Wonga.
Where are you coming from if you're not at home in Australia?
I don't know, mate. Could be anywhere.
Maybe he out doing charity work in Liberia.
Maybe he's in Austria. Balls D Sports NBA Agendas, what up? Just writing in to find out your NBA agendas for this season. Who are the players, teams, situations, etc. that you are rooting for and against? Looking forward to hearing your answers. Leonard Brothers.
Now, you know LB is my dude. I mean?
That is your dude.
That's my light-skinned brother from...
Another light-skinned mother.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he be asking... that's another sports show. And he be asking some similar questions.
Yeah, Firestarter. Firestarter podcast.
So now, did he ask this question on Firestarter?
I listened this week and I didn't hear him... I didn't see him ask that.
Okay, no, he say he asked. Okay, well... you know, I'm a little...
Wait, was you not going to answer his question?
Yeah, I wasn't going to answer it.
Hey, what kind of petty shit is that?
I'm petty, man.
Hey, you a paying customer, man. Why you going to you gonna play Leonard Brother? Why you going to play LV like that, man?
Because, man, if it's for
people,
us,
man.
It's for us, man.
Light-skinned people, y'all, the privilege is amazing.
Like, you don't ask your mama how she make up pound cake, then go ask your aunt. How she make up pound cake?
But they might have different answers. I might want to hear both. It might be the question I'm interested in hearing them talk about.
Man, you ain't doing it.
They're not going to say the same thing.
I appreciate you trying to take up for LB, but you ain't doing it.
It's not even about taking up for him. I legitimately have no problem with, if y'all want to email Five Star to the same questions and email us, I have no problem with it. Thank you guys for even taking the time out to send some shit to people, because honestly, it's a lot of people that do these shows and nobody ever checks them out or listens to their shit or give them feedback. So I will never take it for granted. So, and I listen to Five Starter and I like to hear their answers. And sometimes when y'all ask the same questions, I can bounce off of what they said. So I can be like, oh, that is a good one. Or, you know, it gives me a chance to think about it.
Nah, man, y'all write us original if possible.
Yeah. Okay. My agendas, for this season, I got a bunch of them. I always have a bunch of NBA agendas. The first one, I should go in order. No, I'll just go top of my head. First one is, I want the Hornets to do better than the Pacers. Mm-hmm. So we can size that Lance signing.
I want Hornets top five.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to care about, Paul George being out. Nope. I just want us to be better so I could be like, y'all should have kept Lance.
Mm-hmm. Hit them game winners already.
Yep. What else I want to do? Oh, Chris Paul not getting the championship again this year. I love that.
Even though Blake is playing better, man.
Yeah.
I hate that magical light-skinned Negro.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want Chris Paul to get I don't want Chris Paul to be able to get a championship because I'm tired of people making excuses for him, and I want people to understand that it's him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a few too many, like, oh, Chris Paul doesn't win, but is it because his teammates? It's like, how many? What year are we going to get to? Well, we can actually say, it's you, Chris Paul. Like, stop blaming other people. Karen, let me know if you, when you get in the chat, because I can send you a request to be on screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But yeah, you know, so that's one, the Chris Paul agenda.
I want to see Dwayne Wade fail.
Well, that's your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see them make the playoffs with the Heat, because it's going to size my, LeBron to the Cavs agenda, like maybe he wasn't even that important. That team was already good.
Nope. I want to see them fail.
For just personal spite?
Mm-hmm.
No problem with that.
I mean,
how bad of a failure would you anticipate here?
Less than 20 wins this year.
Less than 20. Okay.
I mean,
that's all right. That's a pretty significant right there.
I just don't
swinging for the fences for that one.
I just don't like Dwayne Wade, man.
Yeah.
I'm not for all the stuff he about. Not for his life.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you swinging for the fences on the less than 20 wins, but hey, that do you, bro. That's you're going to be upset you might be mad by January.
I mean, I ain't going to be mad if it don't happen, but
oh, okay. All right.
Like, but you know, the perfect thing would be something like he have just something where he maybe had to miss some games. I don't know, a suspension, something happens.
Mm.
I don't necessarily want him injured. I hate to see people injured.
Mm.
But, you know, maybe he does the wrong thing. He needs a suspension.
Mm.
And PED something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he got to sit out some games. And they win those games, but when he come back, they losing again. Like, he fucking up the chemistry. That would be the perfect scenario for them.
And then, of course, my number one agenda this year is Andrew Wiggins versus Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm slicing everything at a discount, too. So I'm saying, like, it don't even got to be equal. But, like, if Andrew Wiggins gives you 50% of what Kevin Love gives you, I'm going to already be like, see, that's why you should have kept him. Because he wouldn't have cost you shit.
Yep. You know who else though? I'd like to see Boogie Cousins make the playoffs this year. That would be fun.
Boogie, that's not happening.
That would be fun though.
Did you see his stat line the other night? 6 turnovers.
Nope, but it would be fun.
And they lost by 20 to the Warriors. Yeah, of course it would be fun.
But
there's a lot of shit that would be fun. I'm just not attaching my agenda thing. I attach agenda things to like stuff that can happen.
Oh, and I think
to me that's like saying I like to see Andrew Bynum lead the league in 3-pointers. Okay, I like to see that too, but that we know that shit not happening.
But how about your top five in the East End?
All right, hold on. I still got to do my agendas.
Another How long is this list? Is this Schindler's List?
All right. Andrew Bynum's first bucket in the NBA came as a dunk, an alley-oop. Did you hear about this?
Say Wiggins?
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins. His first NBA basket right here.
Rubio attacking. Wiggins, the triple.
Oh, it was a three.
Wiggins.
Okay. They say he can't shoot, though.
They should have kept him, man. LeBron fucked up, man.
Yeah. See, this is why you got to kill him, dog. He hit that three on him. Mm-hmm.
We'll see that three on some highlight reels because that is the first career field goal made for Andrew Wiggins.
Okay, Andrew. And then they said he shows off unreal hang time with one finish. I don't know. That link saying that it might be spam though. But now I want to look up his stats.
The young boy can ball, man.
Yeah.
And you keep him for a year.
He only played 21 minutes a game right now.
I'm okay with that.
Shooting 43%. 1,000% from three. So that's good.
Not 1,000%.
7 points a game.
And who is that against the first game?
First game was Pistons. Second game was against Memphis.
And you know, I'm okay with them limiting his minutes.
Yep.
Because when LeBron came to the league, that's what I wanted. Like, mm-hmm. I want longevity for his career. And no need to burn him out just because he's 19 years old. Like, you know what I mean? Let his body adjust to this new NBA pace.
Yeah, I'm all about sizing him this year. So I'm going to be doing a lot of this. So get used to it. Ain't no shame in my game. So, you know, anytime that the, Cavs lose like they did to the Knicks, I'm probably be talking bad about, Kevin Love, you know, so that's definitely my, yeah, they lost to the Knicks last night after all that fanfare and shit.
Go Melo. Mm-hmm. Melo out here doing his thing. Should have signed with him.
Anthony Bennett only got 14 minutes a game, but he had 9 and 4. So, all right. But what else was I going to say? Any other agendas, Justin?
I don't want the Lakers to make the playoffs this year.
There you go.
Oh, they won't. They won't disappoint you.
Because I want them to get another draft pick and do well with it.
What about Dwight Howard?
And then with Randall coming back after, you know, next year, we'll have like two number ones, you know, two first rounders that's doing well. And I like that for the Lakers. Obviously, I don't have to wish anything on Dwight. Houston going to fail as the organization. They got Kevin McHale as their coach. They're going to fail.
What about Dwight Howard?
Oh, he going to jail soon.
For what?
So your agenda is for him to go to jail?
It's not an agenda. It's just... Like, he out here raping 15-year-olds. He going to jail. That could have been my niece, dog. Well, it wouldn't have been because she wouldn't have flown out there. But I'm just saying, age-wise, when she was 15, that could have been him trying to press upon her with his money. And I'd have had to fight that big-ass dude.
Yeah.
We'll call 911.
Karen, you got any agendas for the NBA? By the way, Karen's here now, guys.
Oh, my only agenda is that... I want the Hornets to make the playoffs.
That's good.
Because I've been a Hornets fan since like 1988. I didn't realize that was almost 30 years, and I think I still have shit from back then. So I want the Hornets to make the playoffs because I'm a size Michael Jordan being a good general manager. Because I'm like, he picked them niggas. and also...
not Rich Cho.
Right. And also about LeBron James. I'm all LeBron James. So anything Cleveland do is flawless. I don't give a fuck. I I love the Heat because LeBron was there. I'm a bandwagon fan. I'm not going to lie. Where LeBron goes, that's the team I cheer for. Now, I love my Hornets, but he in Cleveland. So now I'm a Cleveland fan.
Yeah. And by the way, my Wiggins versus Love agenda, I see people talking about it in the chat room. I don't mean statistically. I'm just saying if the Cavs don't win the trophy, it's going to be people finally looking at Kevin Love's game critically.
They failed.
Right. Whereas in Minnesota, everything's going to be positive. And I'm completely okay with being like, oh, they got something going on down there. Look at the potential. Man, what would it be like if you had Wiggins on the wing with LeBron playing defense? How would you, you know, like, I'm going to be slicing it that way, guys. Not a straight up Kevin Love. Like I said last year, I wanted the trade to happen because at one point it's just stupid because people are going to be like, Kevin Love had 25 tonight. Andrew Wiggins only had 14 or whatever the fuck. So I was like, you can't measure it that way because it's not going to be fair to Wiggins, even if he would have stayed. So I was like, yeah, we got to do it this way. So that's now y'all guys know. So thanks for that question, man. We appreciate you not sending it to Five Starter first. I
appreciate that.
You can send it. Don't
now, what about this, Justin? Can he send it next week?
Oh, go ahead. Send it away.
So he can send it, as long as he send it to us first.
Yeah.
Okay. Balls Deep NBA Final Four, Nail writes, yo.
Oh, hold on. And okay. Also, LB, when I go to graduate school, I might be in the area. So, you know, I might need a spot every now and then. Just let you know. Putting it out there in advance. Thank you.
A spot for what?
Well, you know, I plan on meeting some side chicks while I'm up there.
Oh, so, okay.
I got to have someone to take
so them. You can bring them to Leonard's crib.
Oh, Lord.
Have sex on his 15,000 thread count sheets.
Yep. I'm a brand company for him too.
Oh, okay.
Like if you bring somebody to your man spot, you got to bring some entertainment for him too.
Yeah. I remember my boy was pledging a frat and one of the older frat brothers brought his side chick to that dude's dorm room.
Nigga, what?
Had sex on his bed. And it was a dude that didn't like me anyway. And he was walking out and he was like, he had an attitude with me for some reason. I was just hanging out in the lobby. Like, I didn't know what he was doing in there, and I didn't give a fuck either. I was just hanging out in the lobby, like, talking to somebody. He walked out with an old girl, and he gave me this look like, damn, nigga, you know, y'all lick, you know, like we spying on him or some shit. I'm like, nigga, I live here. And he said something to me, and I was, and so, like, because I wasn't pledging the frat, so I didn't give a fuck. I was just like, while he was talking to me and he had an attitude, I just turned to Brandon. And I was like, you let this nigga fuck on your bed? Like that, like real loud.
Oh.
It was just awkward as shit. Then he got up and left. Anyway, my man Nell writes, yo, what's up, Balls Deep crew? It is here, finally, the NBA season. So happy to see my Spurs attempt a repeat. Anyways, my question for the crew is, who will be the final two teams in each conference and who will win it all? My prediction is Spurs and Mavs in the West Finals. Interested. I have the Cavs and Bulls in the East. I believe the Spurs will meet the Bulls in the Finals and my team will repeat. Yes, I know. I'm biased. One last thing. What up with Justin's light-skinned brother Josh Childress elbowing an opponent after receiving a hard screen? Dude did nothing illegal. That elbow was uncalled for. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend. Peace. Yeah, I saw this too, man. He playing like in another league. So like it's overseas. What is this? NBL Sydney Kings.
That's the norm over there. So
it's the norm?
Yeah.
I don't think this is the norm. Have you seen this?
Look at your boy for Houston and how he play.
To the team, I'm told, chatting to a few Sydney Kings related people and the players as well, just saying he's just such
so
a
he got, person to be part. First of all, looking at this screen ain't that hard. No, no offense, but look at the screen.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, like he got killed.
Part of the team, Childress has gone down behind.
Oh!
He's an angry man right there.
Why would you do that?
He's an angry man right there.
No, no layup rule, Karen.
Yeah, the dude hit the shot, too.
That's fucked up. He could have hurt him.
Who followed the shot?
Off of a screen?
The one thing is universal about basketball. Niggas do not want to fight.
Because
that should be an all-out brawl right there.
Right.
But that looked kind of like how I did that dude last Saturday.
It doesn't look anything like that.
You hit somebody in mid-air.
Nah, I wouldn't even play with you if you did shit like this. Real talk. I don't hang out with niggas that do shit like this.
No, all jokes aside, though.
Cause this one, like, this is the kind of thing where you have to fight normally.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got out of this without a fight.
Cause they in the league.
Yeah, cause if this is like at Park Road Park, niggas, someone getting shot. End of discussion. whether it's the dude who threw the elbow or someone, or the dude who's, someone got to get shot. You know what I mean? What are you going to say, Justin?
No, that's how that dude that played Patrick Beverly, that's how he plays, man.
But he don't take it to that. Like, that was just...
that's how he was playing. He came to the States and tamed it down. But when he was over there, that's how Patrick Beverly was playing. That's how he got into the league.
Maybe he was, dog, but...
So you got the link. Somebody explored the link in the chat.
Oh, fuck, man. I just closed it. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
He's a close man. Yeah. I'll put the video in the chat. Sorry about that, guys. I wasn't even thinking. Wait. I can't put this video in the chat. Oh. Okay, well, I'll just put the link in the chat for the page, and you guys can look at it that way. I was hoping... Oh, wait. Hold on. Video Earl. All right. See if we can do it this way. There we go. All right. So, here you go, guys. Play it at your own discretion. But, yeah, man. He stole off on this nigga, man. Like...
For no reason
and
either.
The pick wasn't even hard. Like,
no.
I think maybe because, but he should be mad at his teammates for not calling out the pick.
Right. And letting him know and him just blindly getting hit.
So Nell writes in again. He says, BDS shit. What up, BDS? Y'all was spitting that hot fire on episode 74, particularly when it comes to UNC and Kobe. I just want to briefly touch on some things about those two topics. UNC, to me, that's the cost of doing business. When you conflate higher education with a professional minor league sports team, everyone involved in college sports, including hypocritical ass fans, has an incentive to compromise the education of the athletes. So I'm not going to sit here and listen to analysts and fans rail on these athletes like they care. Colleges have two options if they want to get serious about education. Either give up the money and treat athletics as a secondary to education like Ivy League schools, or treat athletes like employees and let them decide if they want the education or not. I agree. Not to mention, if people really were outraged, they'd be mad about the other 50-something percent of people that weren't playing any sport and were cheating in those classes, too.
Correct.
Nobody's mad about that.
Nobody gives a fuck about those people.
Nobody's taking those degrees back.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't nobody taking them credits back.
Yeah, if you really want to cause some reform, void the credits of everybody who was in those cheating ass classes.
Right, and say, come back and retake this class.
Right, we talking about voiding wins, like that's got anything to do with it. Let me tell you what's scary to me, okay? NBA player playing professional basketball but having taken that class, don't scare me. Like, you tell me, hey, did you know that, did you know that Raymond Felton didn't graduate some of his classes? He didn't do, he cheated. I'll be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're my dentist or the dude that's supposed to be, you know, giving me surgery.
Mm-hmm. Or my attorney or.
Yeah. And I see the UNC degree. Yeah. I'm going to be wondering, like, what classes did you skip? Like, did you go to all your shit? Like, what kind of A's did you get? Cause I don't want my health to be on the job training for you. So that's a little different. Nobody's mad about that. Number two, Kobe. ESPN is full of shit for putting the demise of the Lakers on Kobe. There are five reasons for the demise that I blamed before I got to Kobe. One, the botched CP3 trade. Yeah, NBA reasons. Mm-hmm. Two, trading two first and second round picks for a dude who had a bacchiotomy since the early 2000s. Yep. Three, trading for Dwight only to have him flee the accountability of L.A. Yeah, I knew people that, you know, even in, you know, before the trade went through, people was like, I don't want Dwight.
Me?
Yeah, okay. Justin didn't want Dwight. And I was like, you sure, man? That's crazy. And he stuck to his guns. Four, having three coaches on the payroll and none of them being Phil Jackson. Five, the owners changed the game on the major market teams like the Lakers by making the luxury tax way too punitive for teams that are free agent destinations like L.A. Exactly. L.A. is paying for Miami, really, which is funny. Because Miami happened because they wouldn't let them consolidate power in L.A. Like, once the NBA stopped that trade from happening, which was purely legal, like, nothing was wrong with that trade.
Mm-mm.
Once they stopped that Chris Paul trade, LeBron and them was like, oh, we got to take less money, but we can still go to this team. And nobody can stop that.
Sure can't.
We won't be over the tax, none of this shit. So they all went to Miami. And when the CBA passed, it was like, we need to penalize teams for trying to collect talent like Miami did. Well, who else collects talent like Miami does? The Lakers. It's typically how they quote unquote rebuild. They normally don't rebuild the way that other teams do through the draft.
Yeah, Boston used to do it.
Yeah, Boston. Like, there's some teams actually rebuild through free agency, and now that option has been taken off the table. You know, I saw an article the other day that said Melo would love to play with Kobe. Yeah, he's not playing because he can't make money that way. He won't make the same amount of money. And he's like, why should I have to make less money to play with a good player?
Yeah, we'll just be cool off the court.
Basically. Number two, that was number two. It really is a situation where people are mad that Kobe got his money. Even though it wasn't the max, Kobe didn't even negotiate it and are using his injury as an opportunity to kick him while he's down. It's funny that Kobe gets the anger when it was really hating ass owners like Dan Gilbert who handicapped teams who wanted to spend money, including his own team. Yeah.
It's that thing where people still side with the owners of corporations. And they don't want to relate to the employees, which most of them are.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's like, why don't you want to relate to the person that you are? Like, you don't relate with yourself?
No, because it's millions. And when you get millions, people want to strip you of your humanity and they don't want to look at you as a human being.
Because they're still employees.
Yes, they are. But, you know, people are ignorant and they're jealous of that money. So in their mind, they feel like if you make that money, you should just shut the fuck up and just deal with whatever hand is given to you. But at the same time, like I'm like you, you're still an employee.
Yeah, you know what? Dan Gilbert would love the old CBA right now. Because he could have kept his draft picks and just paid the extra money for Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just like, yeah, we making so much money with LeBron, we'll go into the luxury tax because fuck it, we got LeBron. We about to win the championship.
Yep.
Man, he's not going to be able to do that now.
And he's not going to win the championship with Kevin Love either.
That's right.
At least not this year.
Not this
year,
yep.
I don't see it next year either.
I say not ever. I won up to you. How about that? Number three, Mike Vick. Are Jets fans the only people who don't know that Mike Vick wants no part of actually playing football? I swear we every week when he gets in the game, I get a whole lot of tweets because y'all see it. It's like people finally see it when they're like, yo, Rod and Justin really was right. This nigga don't want to play.
No, he don't mind being the motivational speaker, but he ain't trying to be out there and play, though.
Yeah, he was way more comfortable on the bench. He said all the right shit in the offseason.
Correct.
Kara called him a motivational speaker.
Yeah, because it's one of the things where I was out there fucking with them dogs. I lost everything. Y'all don't lose everything like me. Y'all don't be like me. I say forgive everybody. For real. So he don't mind doing that, but physically getting out there and playing, that's a whole nother story.
You know, Michael Vick is our Bill Compton. He is a progressive black man in today's society.
It was like, I know what it is to have nothing. Mm-mm.
Well, black people normally just really don't get along with other races right now, especially ones that say inappropriate shit. And Mike Vick, though, he forgiving.
Yeah, he's like, he's really on that I don't see color.
Yeah, I love Mike Vick's new attitude, which is just give me the money, please.
Correct.
I don't need to do any of this football stuff.
Mm-mm.
Hey, you think before Mike Vick actually even put his uniform on, he checked his bank account just to make
sure it went through. That's right. Because he know what it's like for it to be zero.
Like, this is a dude that's had bones broken and, you know, surgery that made him out for the season.
The league sued him for their money back.
Yeah, like, he just want his money, man. The more money he can get without exposing himself to danger, the better off he is.
Mm-hmm. He don't mind being the backup. He didn't even mind if he was the third string quarterback. He fuck it.
He tried to talk himself into that. Remember when they put him in the game? And he said, I didn't prepare. Like, he slid it in there on some like, next time I'll be better. But he really was trying to say, why would you put a dude in the game that admits that he don't even prepare to play?
Right.
He don't prepare to play. He be over there playing Game Boy and shit.
No, because he doesn't care.
He came into that team saying Gino is the starter and he is the face of the team.
Yeah.
Like, no, you in a competition.
Like, even when he was playing like shit, he'd be like, no, Gino's great. We need to keep doing what we're doing. You know, in the huddle, you know, he was like, all right, it's a second and five. What are we gonna run? And then the dude on the headset was like, Mike, go ahead and run, Tampa 17, Nebraska, Idaho 5, Ironman Gamma. Okay. Hey man, you run left, then you run long, you just take a turn at like 5 yards out, you go to the out of bounds.
Run that slugo route.
Yeah, hey, you do, can you do a hook route? Mike, this ain't the play, man. Just do what I'm saying, damn. So, give me, somebody hand me that stick. All right, look in the ground here. All right, you go this way, and then you gonna be this rock, okay? This rock is gonna be, actually, no, this rock gonna be the linebacker.
But the coach said run two Beyoncé's.
Yeah, I, look, Taylor, I don't know.
A Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know. Look, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I don't know the plays, okay? Let's just.
But you've been holding the clipboard for weeks now, Mike.
No, hey, I,
seven weeks you've been holding the clipboard.
No, I actually been reading. Yeah, that's, yeah, I've been reading main bitch, dreams, side bitch status.
All right.
Yeah, that's just my book of the month club. I'm sorry, y'all. I haven't
been focused.
Yeah, I haven't been focused.
Fuck the leg game.
Fuck. Oh, shit. All right. So, what are we running again? Yeah, we're going to run Gamma Sigma 52 Airplane California. All right, guys. So I think he said something about,
you called a run play.
I think he said Gamma Gamma. run up the middle. Run up the middle.
G5G.
Man.
He said G5G. Yeah,
I think he said, Gamma Rays, Gamora, Godzilla. Y'all know any of these? No? All right, run up the middle. Hurry up, man. Hurry up. Run up the middle.
Chris, just, you got it. Chris, you got it.
Yeah. Hey, run the play we ran last time. Just run. He just gonna keep running the same play.
Hey, Chris on the bench.
Yeah.
I took his job.
Hey, run the same play we did last time, so this time I'll keep the ball. But yeah, man, it's so obvious he don't want to play, man. I'll be looking at that dude like, poor you. Like, I can't wait to...
poor you.
I can't wait to laugh at the montage of him pretending to warm up next week. Because you know it's going to be real good when they do that camera, like, right underneath your face as you keep throwing the ball with it, like... You know, welcome to Meadowlands Arena, where Mike Vick is ready to take the helm of the 1-7 New York Jets. And they always do that thing where they just gonna show him throwing, like, yeah. But you know, in real life, under that dark helmet, you gonna be thinking like, man, fuck, I hope I get hurt today.
You know who was ready to play? Colt McCoy.
Are we gonna talk about that when we go through the games of the week?
Not Mike Vick.
He was ready.
Not Mike Vick.
But that's because he... want to play.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Still got something to prove.
And correct. You can look at the difference of the games right there to decide if Mike Vick don't, he want to be there, but he don't want to work.
Mike Vick don't even want to play for the Hall of Fame. Like, he don't even want to be like, let me get my name off the bubble of Hall of Fame inductees by adding a couple thousand yards to my stats. Mm-mm. He like, no, I'm good. Mm-mm.
Yep. I'm straight to go.
Check good, baby. You going shopping? Okay, yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Adjust my volume, because this mic is set for Justin, and I'm kind of loud.
you're fine.
Okay, because they were saying it's hot, whatever that means. They were saying it means the sound is distorted.
Wait, your
in
mic?
The chat room.
Are you sure you...
Like, we're going... I guess we're peeking and going into the red when we speak.
Hold on. Oh, I just had the volume up too loud in general. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Because I know this is set for Justin, and I speak kind of hard.
Right, what are you, mic three?
Yes. Yeah, I'm number three.
Yeah, I don't know, Karen. Keep talking.
Yo, pop, pop.
Oh, no, that's my fault, man. Oh. My bad, guys. For some reason, my Spreecast volume was up loud as shit.
Yeah, because they were saying it was...
Oh, my God. Damn, I don't know what that was, fellas. Sorry about that, everybody. Yeah, it was just my Spreecast volume was way too fucking loud. Jesus Christ, what was I listening to? Oh, when I was listening to Bo. There you go. Because Bo's shit was down further than mine. All right. Anyway, let's get back to this. Anyway, fellas, sorry for the length. As always, love the show. In honor of the great chill, peace out. Oh, wait, his entire life plan has been thrown off by Gino. I feel bad for him. I know what time it was for Vic when immediately... after signing with the Jets, Vic told the media he was a backup. People going to let go of that old Vic. He dead and gone. Yep.
Oh, that nigga dead.
They killed him with them dogs.
Yeah, they did.
Aaron B. writes in, balls deep. What up, J. Trisney?
What up?
And Rod, normally I'm silent when it comes to balls deep because y'all hold it down with no need to make the show longer. But I have to say what you will about Cleveland. There were a lot of fans that have been begging for this day. Forewarning, I'm not a huge basketball fan, and honestly, only like Cleveland because I'm from Ohio and now live in Cleveland. But what I saw last night could not be explained by TV. The whole city was on fire. Everything was sold out. It was just great to see. This is a city that is two bad mayors away from being Detroit. I have a good friend that works for the Cavs that say, LeBron loves Ohio. It's not an act. And he knows if he could bring a title to Cleveland, it would shine a different light on the town. Basically, all I'm saying is that all the people should know, while some fans of Cleveland are asses, there are a lot more that deserve it. Yeah, I've always said that.
Like, me too.
When I talk about Cleveland fans in general in a negative way, I'm just talking about those certain, the same way that when you go, man, these racist white people. I'm not talking about all white people. Mm-mm. Just the racist ones.
Just the dance nodders. I mean,
if you're a white dude, you're not racist, I'm fine,
just,
right?
Just the ones that's extreme with it.
Yeah, and a lot of these people weren't even Cleveland fans. They were just anti-LeBron fans. So.
Correct, which is not the same.
Higgs, my man Dr. Dostax, right, said, fantasy football and the Cavs. Howdy, Rod and Jay Trillionaire and anyone else who might be there, most likely Karen. Is Dr. Dostax from the chat. Rod, I watched your old arguments unfold with Bears fans on Twitter as they sing the praises of gunslinger and Midwest savior Jay Cutler.
Did they lose on Sunday?
I think they lost again, yeah. Jay Cutler, man, he not the answer, man. Mm-hmm. He not what people think he is.
No.
And ironically, still might be the best quarterback in Chicago Bears history.
Yeah, of course.
They got drug on Sunday, 51-23. People mm-hmm. was rooting for him?
Huh?
People were rooting for him?
Of course. People, yeah. Bears fans, they were rooting for him. Don't you root for Colt McCoy when he in the game?
Oh, you know, fantasy got me off of it. Ain't no my team. Fuck you.
I don't know, because you was just giving him a lot of props just now.
I said he wanted to play.
Yeah, I feel like you were giving him.
Versus Vic don't want to play.
I don't know. Feel like you were giving him. Felt like a little extra on there. Felt like a little extra.
I did pick Washington to win.
Felt like a little salt in Nick June's wounds, man. Nick June's wounds to me. I floated the idea to folks here that if the Panthers fuck up Cam's contract, the Bears should sign Cam because they could use a real QB because he'd have more help up. Oh my God. Brandon Marshall outside Jeffrey with Cam. Because he already be overthrowing these little niggas too.
But the other part is you want to take Cam off the Panthers, which is our home team, which I can't co-sign.
Well, yeah, but I mean, agendas aside, the scenario he's painting, Cam would be better than Jay Cutler there, in my opinion.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen because Carolina would be some fools to let Cam go. I mean, maybe some of the fans are dumb enough to consider it, but that doesn't have nothing to do with management.
You know, she reminded me that, well, didn't they let Steve Smith go? I was like, well, yeah, but that's different. You know, he was kind of old.
Yeah, he was like 36 or something.
People didn't like him in the locker room. And she was like, what about Julius Peppers? And I was like, well, you know what? He wasn't old 5-6 years ago when they let him go.
You know what? The thing that really upsets me about the Julius Peppers thing, and I've said this before, Charlotte want to be a big city, but not want to make big city moves when it comes to their teams. Cause teams that are like big city, they about winning, kind of fuck everything else. And we want everybody to be clean, all that shit. And it was wrong and dirty just the way they did him, because he actually returned money back and said, y'all paid me too much. And then the next year outperformed and they was like, nigga, we still ain't gonna pay you. Come on, you can't do people like that. And then you have these ignorant ass people. And a lot of racist people in our fucking town that was like, get him out of here. Do you know how fucking mad every time I see him get a goddamn sack and watch our defense shrivel? You be like, y'all don't know a goddamn thing about football. Y'all get on my nerve. I'm sorry. I'm just speaking as an angry Panthers fan who going, y'all ran him out of the city. I don't understand this. Why? Because you're stupid.
Yeah. I think the other thing, difference between that too, is, they had exhausted every avenue after about 3 or 4 years of contract disputes. And then they let Peppers go. Now I'm not saying this Cam thing couldn't get that ugly. I'm just saying it's not there yet, but it could get there at some point. You know, I could definitely see it getting to the point where he's like, fuck it. You know, this ain't working.
Yeah, he hesitated on drafting him. So I could see it.
Yeah.
But we don't want to wish that. We want Cam to stay here.
Yeah.
I don't even want to imagine scenarios.
Well, I don't mind. It's not my team.
It's mine. So, yes, I would be mad, and yes, I take it personal. And I remember when Cam was actually up for drafting, and these ignorant ass fuckers was calling into the sports show, talking about, I don't want Cam. I want Andrew Luck. Nigga, he ain't in the draft. What are we talking about here? And it just made me very, very upset. And I told Roger, because I meant this. I was like, if they don't draft Cam, I will not be a Panthers fan no more, because fuck them. Y'all that ignorant for me to sit here and watch him ball in another city because y'all was too ignorant and listen to these stupid-ass fans about football? No.
Right. Can I miss you on Fridays?
And Andrew Luck wasn't in the... Andrew Luck wasn't in that draft.
Right, and that was my
For the record, anybody just want to write up and be like, but Andrew Luck, I like him more than Cam. He wasn't even in the same draft. People were just that fucking pressed.
Right, and that's what really, really, really upset me. I feel about Cam Newton the same way I feel about LeBron James. It's people that don't like him because he's a black man that has money. Fuck you. I will support him.
I fixed it. It's right here.
Oh, okay. Remember, Justin? I was like, what's that noise? No, okay.
It was broke for a second. I was
getting ready to squad up.
I was like, somebody coming up in here? Nigga.
He says, I mean, I think for the purposes of analyzing this email, forget about what it would mean to the Panthers. Just think about this idea. He's basically saying Cam Newton is better than Jay Cutler.
I mean, yeah, I agree with that.
And I agree that Cam Newton is better than Jay Cutler.
Yes.
All right. Niggas up here have the nerve to say that it is a terrible idea because Cutler is better than Cam Newton. And given that Cam has told the Panthers he isn't going to take a Kaepernick-esque contract, I can see him taking his talents elsewhere. So if the Panthers fuck up Cam's contract and got signed somewhere else, where would y'all like or hate to see him land? Oh, so if he went somewhere else because they fucked up his contract, what teams would I like to see him on?
Washington.
Well, Justin says Washington for him.
Hmm.
Obviously the Eagles for me. I mean, wait, no, not the Eagles for me. No, I don't want him on our team. I don't want no more black quarterbacks.
But I would. It would be fun to see him in the Jets, just so they control the Patriots. Few more years, I would love to see that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be fun.
But yeah, definitely not the Eagles. Who else?
What team would force him to play against Kaepernick and Russell?
St. Louis or who else is in that division? Is Chicago in that division? No, St. Louis, 49, Arizona. Ooh, Arizona wouldn't be bad, but Larry Fitzgerald's getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
But Arizona wouldn't be bad, because I don't think Carson Palmer's that good. But I've never been a big Carson Palmer fan. So,
mm-mm.
Oh man, there's so many teams he could go to, man.
Right.
But yeah, I think I might have stumbled on something with Arizona.
Houston
would be great. He would change the whole fucking dynamic of that Houston team.
Man, Cincinnati.
Yeah, that would be awesome too.
Bro, him and AJ Green, and now Sanu playing like they seeing what Sanu can do now. They got to change the offensive scheme for Cincinnati.
Yeah, basically any team where I feel like the quarterback is what gets them beat, because I feel like Cam's been put in a position this year, and I know I definitely predicted it on the show. I want to say everybody kind of did, but the national media didn't pick it up, but. Cam is in a really bad situation that I figured they were going to take a huge step back this year.
Yes, because a lot of it, Steve Smith need to go, period. And it's one of those things where I think the separation was good for both parties.
Yeah, y'all still starting Steve Smith in y'all league? Because I don't think he putting up numbers like he was.
Right.
He playing like he was in for Carolina now.
Mm-hmm. Right, that and also I think, I guess for me, personally, the Panthers over the past few years have done a terrible job with offseason. They don't do no pickups. You see people out there, you're like, ooh, get him. They'll let these people go to other teams because they, quote unquote, are not flawless. And as a fan, it's very, very frustrating. We'd rather do things like pay Jake DeLone money instead of letting him go a year early like we should have. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that loyalty shit. It's football. Loyalty does not matter in the game of football. It's what have you done for me lately. And it's one of those things where everybody's young. You know, Cam started off with you know, all the dudes combined. I don't even think that they all combined had 15 NFL starts. Man. How the hell are you going to go through a season with them dudes? Now, one dude that's the beast is number 13.
Kelvin Benjamin, the rookie, is good. Right. But at the same time, he's still a rookie.
Correct.
Yeah, he dropped touchdown passes last night. And yeah. Chess.
Yeah, and not to mention, I mean, he's still a rookie. Like, he would be much better if he had talent around him.
You know, I'd like to see Cam in Atlanta, too.
Yeah.
They would never go there again, but.
Yeah.
But you can see him in Atlanta with Julio.
The problem I have with Atlanta is I hate that offensive line. Like, it's so bad.
Well, I'm just talking about with him, Julio.
Yeah, just Roddy White. Well, I don't know. Actually, Julio the only good receiver there. But
yeah, but Hester running kickoffs and still you still gotta respect Hester.
Yeah, they might have. You know what? That's about the same situation for me because the defense is just as whack. And also the Panthers defense is so whack this year.
Well, that's because they best beat them down specialist not playing right now.
Yeah,
or Greg Hardy.
Yep. So. It's just, you know, it's just a bad situation for Cam to even be in.
He is exposing Luke so hard right now with Luke trying to be like, they all the commercials around Luke, but.
Right.
Because in Carolina, it's nothing but Luke Kuechly commercials all day, every day in Charlotte. And he out there getting exposed week after week.
So he says, part of me will want the Browns to sign him. Because at least it means he wouldn't end up in a QB purgatory like Washington or something.
Come on, man.
Wait, how are the Browns any
better?
Yeah, explain to me how the Browns are any better for a quarterback than Washington.
That's hometown slander right there.
I wouldn't want to see him go to D.C. either or the Browns. But
we got rid of Kyle Shanahan, man.
Just because Washington has never proven that they really can have a steady quarterback that's worth anything since shit.
1980-something?
I don't even know Doug Williams is. I don't even know if I don't know his career stats. I just know that nigga won that Super Bowl.
That's all that count.
Like, he might be a suspect-ass quarterback, too. I don't know.
That's all that count.
Oh, I didn't see the Cavs game last night. They won, right? No, they lost. I mean, LBJ, Kyrie, and the Love Boat.
It's all count.
Loads of problems we didn't fucking need. We're able to beat the Knicks, right? The Knicks, who are 0-2, yep. They wouldn't give these NYC niggas a reason to start sights on $1 trillion already, right? Surely they couldn't lose the same Knicks team that got their ass waxed by the Bulls. Anyway, thanks for being awesome and offering a take on sports that's smarter than most of the folks out there. Keep it real, making it great content. Dr. Dostax, PS, I fully support, endorse, and practice shit talking to fantasy sports. There's money on the line. Ain't got time for respect, folks. So there you go. That's all the emails. Thank you, everybody who wrote the emails in. I guess we need to talk about the NFL. Let's look at my pick'em last week. And the league overall, of course. Last week I got 10 right. Which puts me in 14th place. Karen is now in 6th place. She got 11 right. She has 78 total. I have 74. Woo-hoo! Ghostface Killer Big C83 is number 1 with 81 total points.
God damn.
Jay Sarge was
he's number 11 now. He fell all the way down.
I'm still averaging.
But he had 12 right last week.
I'm still averaging 9 a week.
How did he fall down when he had 12 right? Are we sure he was at the top?
What did he do the week before?
8. So he must have fell the week before. We weren't paying attention.
7. He got a 7 on there. What else is that?
No, he got an 8.
I'm talking about
a couple weeks ago. Yeah, he got a 4 and a 7.
Yeah, wow. That's what did it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got a 10. Karen got 11.
What, that for this week?
Yeah, for last week, you got 11. And what did you get, Justin?
I got 9, as usual.
That ain't bad.
I'm averaging 9 a week.
Yeah, you got 4 9s in a row. Shit, we was playing poker, man. You be killing it. So let's talk about this week, though. I'm 1-for-1. Broncos over the Chargers. Oh, wait, no. That's the week before. Oh, yeah, let's review last week. Broncos beat the Chargers. Knew that was going to happen. Falcons lost to Detroit Lions in one of the most humiliating last-second, like, terrible losses of all time. And they played that game at 9:30 in the morning. So, good job for them.
I'm glad I had my roster set already for fantasy, because
that's the only thing saving the Panthers is that everybody in the fucking league in that division is terrible.
Right. Everybody's bad.
Someone got to win the division. Saints still got a chance. The Bills beat the Jets. I picked that. They beat them 43-23, though. I didn't know it was going to be that bad. The Jets was at home. The Patriots beat the Bears 51-23. Damn.
I got that one wrong.
I got that right.
Man, let me see. No, I got that one right. My bad.
You've been wrong about Tom Brady for a while.
Say what?
I've been wrong about Tom Brady for a while.
Yeah, he back. I take everything I said back. He back. I apologize to Tom Brady and New England Patriots fans.
Question I have is, how y'all cheat now? Like, what y'all doing to cheat now that we ain't figured out
yet? You know what? I take it back with
because they ain't won the Super Bowl since.
I'm going to take it back with no caveats, because I was going to say still not that impressed with some of his deep balls, but take it back all the way, because he actually threw it to Brandon LaFell a few times, and watching him play here, yeah, it is hard to get him the ball just right downfield, so good for him. Cincinnati Bengals beat the Baltimore Ravens. I got that.
I got that one wrong.
I got that right. One of my nine.
People in love with that Joe Flacco 5-touchdown game. Everybody ain't the Bucks. I got the Houston Texans over Tennessee Titans. I got that right.
I got that right.
J.J. Watt's out there whooping ass.
Kansas City Chiefs beat the St. Louis Rams. Got that right.
Got that wrong.
Damn, they whooped them bad, 34-7. People got hyped about them beating Seattle and thought the Rams was like coming back. Shout out to my man Brandon Quick, though, who got lost for the season. Brandon or Brian Quick, one of the Quicks.
How did he do, a cornerback or something?
Nah, wide receiver, man. He was a beast.
Oh, I need to look at their backups. For which team was that?
St. Louis Rams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I looked.
I was like, nope.
I'm not picking up no more.
None of you niggas.
I got one already. He doing all right.
Nah, them Rams receivers are terrible.
He got me like 14 points last week.
Yeah, okay. Keep depending on that. Miami Dolphins played at the Jacksonville Jaguars, picked Miami Dolphins, and they won.
Mm-hmm. Easy pick.
Yeah, that was easy. Jacksonville was terrible. Minnesota Vikings over the Tampa Bay Bucks. Sorry, Shirley. Picked the Vikings, and I got them points.
Me too.
Sorry, Shirley.
Seattle Seahawks over Carolina Panthers. I picked the Seahawks.
Me too.
Yep.
Everybody got that. Philadelphia versus the Arizona Cardinals. Nigga! Damn, James.
That was a close game.
Cost a Palmer for real, man.
How do you let John Brown get behind you?
If you, man,
it was just catch. It wasn't even, I couldn't even give props to Carson Palmer for that fucking throw.
But you got because
the defense is never supposed to give it up. It wasn't like, oh my God, what a perfect throw. It was like, oh my God, what bad defense. There is no other way to look at that play.
The other touchdowns. You got to.
He only threw like what, one other touchdown?
I'm saying they won the game.
They won the game.
They 6-1. If you respect,
they're a good team.
Brady back, you gotta.
Because they got like three of them wins without Carson Palmer. Because remember he had nerve damage and he ain't been playing all this time. So I don't have to give him shit.
You got it, him or Larry? One of them you got to give props to. Him or Larry? It's got to be one of
Larry
them.
Larry didn't catch the touch. It was John Brown.
But you've been shitting on the Arizona.
No, I haven't. I absolutely have not.
Every week, man.
No, I haven't.
Every week you slandering one of them dudes.
No, I'm not, man. What are you? Yo, write the show, guys. Show this nigga I'm not slandering Arizona.
Every week people like, Larry Fitzgerald, oh, he washed up.
No, I don't. I got him on a fantasy team. I'll be starting this nigga.
Every week you be slandering him.
Nah.
That's reverse psychology, so if you drop him, won't nobody else look for him.
Nah. I ain't going to drop him, man. I like Larry Fitzgerald. Matter of fact, I was on Twitter talking shit because I listen to Fantasy Focus podcast and they be saying to drop Larry Fitzgerald every week.
Nah, you was
I'm like, you stupid ass niggas. I starred that dude because he good. He's washed up. He only had 40 yards last week. It's like, well, nobody on the team was killing. So shut the fuck up.
Even when we talked about Cam going to the team, you was like, nah, Larry old. First thing you said.
I mean, Larry is old.
you been slandered.
It don't mean, but that's not slander. Nigga, you could be old and not be whack. He old.
But you saying it in the manner of as he's whack, and you slide it in there every week.
Nah, I mean, but he not whack,
you
though.
You casually slide it in, though.
He's not what he used to be, dog. That's Larry true. Fitzgerald used to be a dude where we were like, he might get 1,500 yards receiving. That's never going to happen again. Nope. It's okay. Doesn't make him a terrible person or a bad player. He's not the Larry Fitzgerald we're used to seeing. That being said, Arizona Cardinals are good, and they will give you the business. The defense is trill. Even with them losing them people for the season, they still good. But the Eagles should have won this game.
Yes, they should have.
End of discussion.
Who was Arizona coach? He's doing a great job with them.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Arians, I think. But yeah, they should have won this game. The Eagles gave this game away. It's fucking disgusting to watch. And then we got.
As long as Shady did his thing, I'm happy.
Right. But as someone who roots for the Eagles, it was very disappointing, man.
Boo this man.
It felt a lot like watching the Washington Redskins. Like, you just knew they was going to find a way to lose.
You still watch their games?
Down the stretch.
We got red zones. We see all the touchdowns.
Oakland played Cleveland in Cleveland. Oakland is now 0-7.
I got
Cleveland
that right.
Won. Yep.
I picked Cleveland. I can't believe that. Yeah. Like, whoever picks Cleveland.
Now, I was shocked at this one.
No disrespect, those things.
The Indianapolis Colts played the Pittsburgh Steelers, and bro, the Steelers won.
Bro.
And they won in a handy fashion. Ben Roethlisberger set a passing record.
Yes, he did. He made a lot of people happy. I actually got that one correct.
Bro.
How did you pick that, man? Wow. The ball's on you.
The defense fucked my fantasy game up.
The Colts defense?
Yes.
Yeah, I had them in the league, too, that they were fucking up, man.
Like, yep, I did, too. I was like, fuck this. Mm-mm.
Man, Ben Roethlisberger been
averaging. Them niggas got negative.
One touchdown a game.
Right.
Oh, yeah. he go up 51 points.
What did he see?
Them rape charges.
Like, what did you see, man? Green Bay Packers played New Orleans Saints. I had the Packers win and they lost.
Man, that's another.
And I the got
Saints,
them wrong.
The Saints smashed them 44-23.
Half of the country got that wrong.
And it looked like Aaron Rodgers hurt his hamstring too on the low. He played the whole game, but it didn't look right. And of course, everybody missed this one.
Not me.
Washington Redskins played the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys won.
I got that one incorrect.
I mean, lost. I'm sorry.
I got that green check.
See, I can't even say it right now. Dallas Cowboys lost.
And
lost.
What the fucked up part is, Dallas should have won that game.
No, they shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. If Romo would have stayed healthy, man. Mm-hmm.
They should have won that game.
They would have beat them going away.
Nah, I can't. They shouldn't have won.
They got so lucky that Colt McCoy was playing.
Hey, man, he had his daddy out there root for him. He brought his daddy to work.
Yeah.
First day. Like, it's his first day at work.
Yeah.
It's funny because you said you weren't hyping Colt McCoy. Now it sounds like, kind of sounds like you are.
I'm joking him for taking his daddy to work.
Nah.
Daddy, mm-hmm. Come to my game, daddy.
Nah, we just said that Cowboys should have won. You just said it like, we got Colt McCoy. Of course we won.
I said because I'm root for my team. It's the Cowboys. I'm not going to ever root for my team.
Nigga, I see this small green sliver of green. Y'all niggas are supposed to lose.
Nope.
Stop lying to yourself. You're only lying to yourself.
No, the team that was supposed to lose was the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were supposed to lose.
Y'all niggas supposed to lose. Y'all terrible.
Y'all supposed to lose.
Starts with goddamn Colt McCoy.
Every year it's one.
You know y'all supposed to lose. You know y'all supposed to lose because after the game, Colt McCoy was just happy to be there. He wasn't even acting like he was supposed. He was like, I'm surprised too, y'all.
Colt McCoy like, yes, my paycheck just went up. Mm-hmm. Next season, give me that money.
Man, I'm just happy to be here, happy to play.
The funniest part is that he wasn't like that because he know he ain't getting no money. Because everybody that watched that game was like, this shit will never happen to this nigga again.
The thing is, they game plan for him and still lost.
I know. How does that happen? I know how it happens.
No film?
Nah, I know exactly how it happens. They won't need the game plan for that dude.
Right.
You want Tampa too, man. Just run Tampa 2. We do the same blitz as we did last week.
Yeah, and the owner / coach / GM / everything, you know, was like the ghost and was like, you know what? I got to go down there and motivate everybody. Yo, be sure everything was happening.
Jerry went down there and said,
why? For why?
Romo ass back in the motherfucking game. There's a minute left. Put his ass back in the game right now.
And Romo, it's funny too because like, a couple things getting glossed over and all this shit. The Cowboys running back, DeMarco Murray, fumbles a lot. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying, like, he keeping that 100-yard streak alive, but he also keeping that fumble streak alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking like it's going to get up to double-digit fumbles this year.
You on that Eli pace?
Yeah, on some Adrian Peterson shit. That's not good. The other thing I noticed too was Cowboys gonna cowboy.
Right. Right.
Why in the hell is the quarterback who had back surgery before the season? Your franchise quarterback, you admit you don't have a dude on the roster you think can fill in for him. Mm-hmm. Why are you risking him in a fucking pretty much meaningless?
Right. Fucking Ryan, he, you know, if y'all make it to the playoffs, he won't be no good.
Yeah, a meaningless October game. I hate the Cowboys too, cause like, Jerry Jones be giving injury updates. Who the fuck, dog, sit down. You ain't on the medical staff. We have a coach. We have a press conference. You just in the hallway talking about, well, you know, if Tony can just handle the injuries and handle the pain, it's just really up to pain tolerance.
Now what position?
I mean, we send him back in the game. We send him back in the game.
All of them.
What?
He said, what position Jerry Jones play? I said, all of them.
Yeah. He's like, we can just send him back in the game, you know, anytime that we want to. And like, dude, you're not the coach. You know, like, at least allow the coach to have some dignity and pretend that he's in charge.
Right. That's why a lot of people are like, fuck it. I want coach over there because I want some form of the owner run shit. But goddamn, at least let the people think I run shit.
They put him back in the game in the important fourth quarter. He did what he always does. Fuck up. So might would have won with Hoyer. Let's talk about this week's games, guys. Time to put in place our bets. 16's on by, so not a lot of games to score. The Cincinnati Bengals are at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Give me Cincinnati.
Ironically, I have no confidence in Dalton, but I hope he wins this game.
Yeah, Cincinnati. I got the first one right.
Yeah, so Justin, that mean you going to Cincinnati?
Yeah, but I don't
and have I got no, the first one right too, Ken.
But I don't have no faith. Oh, I fucked that up. I picked the Panthers.
Yeah, stupid. Tampa Bay Bucks at the Cleveland Browns. I will take the Tampa Bay Bucks. Not. I'll take Cleveland Browns. Give me the Cleveland Browns.
Shirley, you see how he fucking with you, right?
Well, the good news is Doug Martin probably won't play, so. Arizona Cardinals at the Dallas Cowboys. Now, this is a good matchup. I'm going to assume Tony Romo doesn't play and take the Cardinals.
I got Dallas.
Sunday morning, if they say Romo is playing, I might switch my pick. But
yeah, I'm going Cowboys.
If Romo doesn't play, I'm going to go ahead and stick with the Cardinals.
I got Dallas. Romo starting for me, and I'm not even going to look to see if he got.
Okay.
Is what it is.
Yeah, we'll see Sunday. See what your matchup lineup look like. Romo is out. Suddenly Justin found a way to put somebody else in. Isn't that amazing? Thought he wasn't even going to look.
I got my backup, though.
Who's your backup again? I forgot. It was somebody else.
Baltimore?
Yeah, Joe Flacco. It was somebody because, like, 1 week he had 5 touchdowns, too, or something.
And I had him starting.
Yeah, that's like the 1 week this nigga get on. Just to put his ass in.
And I didn't have to. It wasn't even the bye week for Romo.
Yeah, it was the opposite story. It was the opposite story of everyone else that owned that dude. Everybody else was like, I started this nigga for 4 games. He ain't do shit. He on my bench. And they looked on TV. 5 touchdowns. The Jets play the Kansas City Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs, man. Mike Vick.
Me too.
Mike Vick is going to tank this game on purpose. So hard. Yeah. Like, he gonna have to go out there and look worse than Geno, which means it's almost impossible.
Yeah, cause if he go out there and ball, he know he gonna have to really play and pay attention. And
yeah, he might really go out there and just throw directly to defensive backs and linebackers. Like, he might give them patterns. Like, you just run a hook. Like, when he get to the line, he actually gonna say what the play is. You know what I mean? And you gonna get to the line like, blue, 52, throwing the Decker, 5 yard out, 5 yard out, throwing the Decker, 5 yard out. Oh, damn, pick me off. Oh, man. So run up the middle, run up the middle.
Run that slant, dog.
Oklahoma. San Diego Chargers.
Hold on.
Yeah.
How long though till Vic get hurt? Is now he doing starter minutes?
Oh, it depends. See, the first game, I think he tries not to get hurt, and he just tries to play bad.
I feel like
second game is when he realizes hopeless, And he's like, man, I'm going to have to break a bone. It's the only way out of this.
He out there running for his life this week, man. He might get hurt second quarter.
See, I don't see the Chiefs defense suspect. They're only 4-3 this year. Like, I don't know. If it was a better defense, maybe. But I feel like.
Defense better than the Jets defense and they line.
See, nah, we can't say that. Geno was back there. We don't know what's. We don't know if the line back. We don't know if the receivers is sorry. Hold on. We don't know nothing.
Nope, the running back trash.
The running back might be the best running back in the NFL. We don't know. This nigga got Geno back there. I know he be looking at that box like, damn, they all in the box again? Where are these niggas coming from? Because I don't know if you've seen a running back, man, but he like the hardest running back I've ever seen, dude. Like, he be running like shit to get them little bit of yards, man. I be feeling so bad for that dude. Every time they get ready to hike, the defense just be like, come on, everybody to the line. Come on. We about to get this nigga again. God.
I like up for 10.
Right. God, man. Geno's so terrible. But, yeah. Anyway, I don't feel comfortable saying anything about this offense at all. But with Mike Vick under it, we might see. Nah, you know what? I gotta go Chiefs. When Mike Vick goes out there, he don't got nothing to prove. He just gonna be like, I want my check. Like Justin said, he gonna check Bank of America .com on his iPad. See that deposit? Then he just gonna go out there and tank.
Oh yeah. My money cleared? All right.
Chargers play at the Dolphins. Give me the Chargers, but closer than you think.
Blowout.
Blowout?
Chargers.
I'm sick of Miami.
Yeah, I hate Miami.
How do they get four victories?
It's such a mediocre 8-8 team. Like, they're going to go 8-8 because they're just so middle of the road. Washington Redskins at the Minnesota Vikings. RG3 is starting against Teddy Bridgewater.
I'm still going to Minnesota. Damn.
In the battle of the nigga QBs. Yes, nigga QBs. Give me Washington Redskins.
Any team you choose is a victory. This
yeah.
Week.
Yeah.
Unless. Robert just spontaneously combust.
Yeah. He made out of paper now, so
rolling out of the pocket. You know what I mean?
That could be a possibility.
Just rolling out of the pocket, he just poof.
Who'd you pick, Justin?
I watched it.
Hey, Karen picked Minnesota.
Yes. I don't trust him.
The Eagles at the Texans. I don't trust it. Give me the Texans.
I picked Texans too. I just knew you was going
to pick the Eagles.
Nah, give me the goddamn Texans. I don't trust it. I don't trust it.
Y'all might should roll with Karen picks though. Karen, you had 12 right last week.
Yeah, Aaron Foster will fuck around and damn have 150 yards.
Right.
Now, I think they got Clowney back this week too.
Who?
Clowney. Jadeavion Clowney. I think
he's back too?
I think he's back this week.
Shit, yeah. Give me the Texans.
But J.J. Watt, the games be closer. He be out there playing offense
and defense. Like, man, you saw when Denver tried to disrespect somebody with that bullshit and put Julius Peppers in there? I was like, man, come on, man. Julius Peppers ain't got hands like that.
Hey, man. Watt be out there saying hut one, hut two, hike it to itself, passes to itself, touchdown.
Mm-hmm. And then he sacked himself. 49ers play the Rams in San Francisco. Give me the 49ers.
How you sack yourself?
Cause he that good.
He that
man.
Good.
That white man, that's impossible white man right
for
now.
For real, he can do anything.
He gonna be in movies next.
So I got the 49ers over the Rams at home.
Oh, 49ers.
Okay. Denver Broncos play the New England Patriots.
Broncos.
Taking the Broncos. Oakland Raiders play Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. Baltimore plays Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Baltimore.
Pittsburgh.
Give me Pittsburgh. And the Colts play the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. I am taking the Indianapolis Colts.
I'm taking the Colts.
And I'm going to say they're going to win 95-3.
31-10.
That's not even a realistic number.
31-10 for me.
All right.
I got 21-14.
I don't even know if you can get 31 points in a football game, but that's what
you
they
can.
Gonna get.
I think you can.
All right, we got
a safety or two.
We got all kinds of articles to talk about, man. Let's see how many we can go through. First of all, Marshawn Lynch. There was a rumor that the Seahawks was fed up with him because he did support Percy Harvin on Twitter. When Percy Harvin got traded, he said something like, "Not my nigga." Or something like that. And then he swung his bag at a cameraman getting onto the bus because he was picture taken. But it was funny because he also knocked off his headphones by accident. That's so funny, man. He swung his bag at the dude, missed him, and then knocked his own Beats by Dre into the ground and shit. I was like, that's why he shouldn't have done that, man.
Isn't he cross-eyed? So I can imagine it's kind of hard for him to fully just get dead on targets. You know what I mean?
It's just funny how all these rumors are coming out about Seattle as they lose a couple games. Because when they was winning, all this shit was quiet as kept, right? Win the Super Bowl, lose a couple games that people think you should win. All of a sudden, rumors start flying about the locker room. We don't even know if they're true or not. It's just, I feel like people are more willing to believe this shit when you're losing.
Well, Seattle put these things out about Marshawn Lynch. Because they not paying him, and they might try to trade him and get something from him, even because they know he's going to be gone next year.
A lot of the trade deadline already passed. I think it did.
They might sign him and trade him. Like just give him some money. No, they can franchise him though, right?
Yeah, you can franchise him if you want. I don't think they even do that though. I mean, I don't think he'll be back with the team, but I also don't think that it's a, I don't think they really have any problems with him.
But they don't like him.
The organization has grown tired of his ways, including pulling the no-show at the White House Super Bowl ceremony, his training camp holdout, and his possible contribution to locker room distractions. Almost nobody, including Lynch, expects the running back to be on the roster in 2015, sources added.
I can see him missing the White House meeting. You in D.C. He seemed like a dude that loved Chocolate City. Yeah, I can see him missing out.
Yeah, and where? Cincinnati?
No, I love in Chocolate City, like in D.C.
Oh, D.C. Yeah, well, you think everybody good should go to D.C. I mean, that's not really it's not really analysis right there.
that's hard hitting.
Y'all already got Alfred Morris. You don't like him now? You off of him?
No, I want both of them. Running back by committee.
Oh. The NFL.
He look cool and all, but I mean, he not Marshawn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I take that back. Not the NFL. Let's cover this story. Jimbo Fisher, who's the coach of the Florida State Seminoles.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this on the show, I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks, Justin asked me about it. And it's funny because Kevin Trahan of the SB Nation wrote about it. But Jimbo Fisher defending Jameis Winston is a big recruiting advantage. Florida State picked up a commitment Monday from four-star running back Jock Patrick, who reportedly cited head coach Jimbo Fisher's defense of Jameis Winston as one of the reasons he chose the Seminoles. Jock Patrick noted that his family saw the way Jimbo Fisher has defended Jameis Winston, and that went a long way with his mother. Like I said, man, you play with the card that you dealt. One, he needs Jameis Winston. Two, kids out there seeing this are going to be on his, they're like, yeah, I want to be on his team.
Yep. Got to.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we talked about that with Roy and recruiting.
Yeah, yeah.
When he wouldn't defend Harrison, even though Harrison was really fucking up.
Yeah, Harrison was all the way in the wrong, though. But, and honestly, like, even with Roy, he defended him to the point that you could, because he said that shit like, well, you know, he's just a kid and blah, blah, blah. There's no room for stuff like that. But, like, even he didn't do the thing where you just go, yeah, he's a knucklehead and he has no business being in school and he wastes his opportunity and he hurt the team and he can go. I don't think you're going to see many coaches that do that because they want to recruit. And, you know, fuck ups can play basketball too.
Yes, they can.
You know, there's a lot of dudes out there that fuck up and you just like, still rather have them on my team than against me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for Jimbo.
Yep. But yeah, it's a recruiting advantage for sure. Like I said, you gotta play the card that you dealt. And you know, making the best of this bad situation, basically. Speaking of, Florida State, they also have another person in trouble, Carlos Williams, who's a running back.
How did he get on the team? He spells his name with a K.
Right. I was looking at that like, that's nobody. Not a Carlos.
You can't trust nobody who start mixing letters where it shouldn't be mixed.
How you going to say that when you the biggest Jameis Winston fan in this room?
What they got to do with Carlos?
The attorney representing the alleged victim in a domestic battery case against Florida State University running back Carlos Williams says he has requested the Tallahassee Police Department to drop its investigation. TPD sent out a news release. TPD?
Tampa
Police Department? Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Sent out a news release Monday saying the Seminoles Russian leading Russia was a suspect in the domestic battery case related to a Wednesday incident. Tallahassee attorney Nathan Prince said he has informally told Tampa Bay Police Department to stop the investigation and today will formally submit a request to terminate it. His client, he said, will not talk to investigators and he has not filed a complaint and did not notify Tampa Police Department or FSU about any alleged domestic battery incident. So it sounds like totally speculating. Maybe someone else reported that he saw or whatever. Something happened to her. She didn't actually report it herself. She's not going to cooperate with the police.
Yeah, they saw it on Facebook, her ranting about something.
Yeah, or maybe they saw the violence. You know, who knows? Or maybe they saw the aftermath, you know, and thought they were helping. It's domestic violence is a tricky situation because it could be something and sometimes it's hard to get a victim away from their victimizer because, you know, they still had those feelings of like love and like, you know, whatever, like misplaced loyalty.
That shit don't go away.
Right. Or it could be she made the shit all the way up or someone else, like you said, Justin saw Facebook or Twitter or something and just went off the deep end. Who knows? Could be an NC State Mason's Board prank. Mm-hmm.
You know how we do.
His client, he said, will not talk to investigators. Prince said that the two used to be a couple and lived together. They had one child together and another on the way. Prince said he doesn't believe that there would be a probable cause for Williams' arrest since there was no witness testimony. He wouldn't comment on whether his client believes she was a victim of domestic violence or if she was harmed in a domestic violence incident. She doesn't want to make any comments on the facts of the case. There aren't any witnesses that have provided testimony. Lawyers know how to talk.
Right.
Because that doesn't sound like you. That doesn't sound like there's no witnesses that saw it. It sounds like you're saying if anyone did see it, they ain't going on the record. So far as we concerned, we ain't talking about it.
Correct.
They ain't talking about it. We ain't talking about it.
Right.
Prince said he believes someone alerted FSU and authorities after internet rumors started this week that Williams' girlfriend had been battered. The attorney representing the alleged victim in the domestic battery case involved Florida State University running back Carlos Williams wants the Tennessee Police Department to drop its investigation. Wait, that's the same thing as the first paragraph. Oh, all right. Well, yeah, so they dropping it. But that was a pretty big allegation. And it relates to another one. Where's the other story involving him? Cause it
wasn't he held out of the game?
I don't know if he was held out of the game. Was he?
I think he was held out of the game, too.
Mm. Well, that would make sense. You know, I mean, I'm assuming, I mean, because that's what they do now. That's the new, you know, like that's the new thing, college, pro, whatever. You fuck up, you get accused of fucking up even. You get taken out of the game even so that everybody will feel good about it.
Right, even if it's false allegations. And I have a problem with that because one day somebody going to fuck around and sit somebody down or fuck around and somebody going to lose some money in the pros. And I hope they turn around, sue the fuck out of them, wait for probable cause and allow the police to do the job. You're not the justice system.
Yeah, the FSU win last night?
Yep.
Man, they wore my skin and their teeth, didn't they?
That's what they said. I didn't even see the score. I just
I was watching How to Get Away with Murder, and Viola was slaying them. Anyway, a man who tried to buy pot in Tallahassee and instead got robbed told police that the deal was initiated by Florida State running back Carlos Williams.
Oh,
according to a Tallahassee police warrant.
Carlos with a K.
Williams isn't named in the warrant, but police spokesman David Northway tells us that Williams is the acquaintance mentioned in its narrative. The warrant adds that the man charged with robbery has a sister, Miranda Wilhelm. Over the weekend, screenshot service of a Facebook post by Wilhelm, the mother of Williams' child, showing her with bruises, and police are investigating an alleged domestic battery involving Williams. Wilhelm's lawyer told New York Times on Tuesday that his client wants the investigation to stop and won't provide a statement to police.
This sounds like some Heyron Hernandez.
Yeah, and they got the pictures on Deadspin. I'll put the link
like
in the
chat. There's no witnesses coming forward. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was like, people was like, I ain't seeing shit.
Here's, y'all can look at the link there. I'll see if I can put a picture of it in there, but okay. It looks like it's just her arm, but it's bruised up pretty bad.
Yeah. And Dostak say Florida State won 42-31.
Oh, okay, so they came back.
They was down 24-7.
Here's what she wrote. Now, see, this is why you can't really be mad at somebody for calling the cops trying to help. Domestic violence is never okay, and I've learned why women keep secrets and scared to come forward. I'm ashamed to say I did the same thing. Well, I'm ready to speak up for women in situations like life myself. I pray one day everyone see your true colors and what you really are. This was done to me 2 nights ago by a man I lived with for 2 years and bear 2 children by. Hopefully therapy will help you one day fix this and your sons never even work their hands to hurt a woman. Mind you, a pregnant woman to this extent.
So they got 3 kids? Yeah.
They got two. I'm assuming she just had one.
I don't know. But I'm just saying.
One might be on the way.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, going by that statement.
I see why somebody would call the police. Like, they made it sound, lawyer's so good, man. They made it sound like, for some reason, people called the police. Why?
Well, we don't know why.
Yeah, why would they do that? Like, I don't get it.
She ain't saying nothing, so what's the problem?
That's why y'all can't go on Facebook ranting while y'all angry. Because now, she regretting it, and she's not even doing it. Like, she don't want him charged. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's different from Janae Rice, where Janae had no control of that video coming out. She would have never let that video come out, even though it probably saved her life. This woman let her emotions make her make an emotional post, and now the world in her business.
Yeah. I mean, you really can't be mad at anybody for calling neither, because how many times have we, you know, talked about on the show where it's like, people let shit go, it's not my business, you know, so somebody saw it, trying to help out, probably an NC State message board person, and next thing you know, this shit's going down.
My computer science department is trill.
It's not currently visible on her page anymore. It was taken down or deleted. The warrant probable cause narrative comes courtesy of the man who was robbed, Freightlin Cox, F-R-E-I-G-H-T-L-I-N, Freightlin. 26-year-old FSU student and former Marine. Here's how he says it went down. An acquaintance, Williams, calls Cox one day in late June to ask if he's interested in buying pot. They talk prices and they
not pot.
What?
The fact that he said the weed man called him.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
Right.
I never had anybody call me and be like, hey, bro, you trying to buy some weed, right? What you want? You want 2 for $5?
Right. Yeah, I was wondering what you was laughing at, because I thought that was funny too.
You trying to get a quarterback? What you trying to do?
Like, drugs sell themselves. Yeah. You don't sell drugs.
Yeah, I got a card.
Nobody gets a business card for drugs. You either want drugs and you try to find it, or you don't.
What's your business card say? Weed man?
Yeah. Like, nobody's sitting around.
Like the motto, I got that good.
I got that fire.
You like getting high?
Nobody in the yellow page is looking for drugs.
You sure?
Now, here's the thing, though. This is the defendant's account. the guy who got robbed account.
Yeah, that's what
now,
I'm
it's
saying.
Also a good chance that he just don't want to make himself look bad and say, I called him up and was like, hey, man, you got some weed?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. How he worded that was so funny. Like,
yeah.
He called me and was like, man, I got some new marijuana in town. I'm new to selling drugs. Would you be interested in helping support my business?
Yeah.
What was I left to do but support my brother and his new business opportunity.
May I speak to the ma'am or sir of the house? Yeah, I'm calling about drugs, and if you like to do some. My basketball team is currently trying to get some uniforms, and what we're doing right now is we have a weed sale. So yeah, he said they talk prices.
Do you be like, I'm having a sale, everything must go, I don't want to pay no taxes?
Yeah, what you want, heroin, you want cocaine?
We got a 50% off sale.
What is his eBay page looking like?
They talk prices.
I always get 5 stars because people are high.
They talk prices, and the acquaintance says someone will come to buy to make the sale. Later that afternoon, Deravius Perez Lawrence, also known as Gutter. Who lets a dude named Gutter come by their house? By the place where I live? The place where I live. You won't come by my house. Nah, man.
They go by Gutter.
Your name is Gutter. You don't get house privileges if your name is Gutter.
I meet you at McDonald's.
Yeah, let me ask Bo if he heard about this.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Somewhere. Churches. Even churches.
Yeah.
But not my house. Not the place where I lay my head at night. No, don't say it. Not the place where I bring chicks to.
Yeah.
But we going to KFC somewhere. Churches. Going to,
I'm asking Bo right now. Did you hear about this? One.
White Castle.
Who calls you to sell drugs? Who lets a dude named Gutter come by the crib? Yeah.
Bo don't let nobody come by the crib. You pull up in a white van. You looking at problems outside Bo house.
Yeah.
That used to be the funniest shit ever. He would stop the show.
Bo was like, I hear something. He was like, if something happened to my ass, everybody gonna know.
Yeah, man. This is crazy. Somebody dresses Tyler Perry. Madea. See, I don't know anything about Madea's.
Man, we failed the kids, man.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Madea's movies, so I can't tell who these characters are other than the person.
I only know Madea, too.
Yeah.
But the light skin one probably was the hero.
Yeah, right. He should have been holding a Bible. As soon as Gutter left, it says Gutter shows up at his home with the weed. Inside, they exchange money in the pot. Then two more men walk inside with Lawrence, while Lawrence goes back to his car saying he needs to get change.
Man, what kind of drug transaction is this, man? It's too complicated.
As soon as Gutter left, the two suspects brandished handguns and forced the victim to turn over the marijuana he had just purchased, as well as additional currency he had locked in the safe. As the victim was being robbed, Gutter opened the front door and told the two suspects with the handguns to come and hurry up. Gutter went back. So Gutter didn't even want to try. Gutter didn't even try to pretend he wasn't involved, man.
He said, y'all bitches, hurry up. It sounded like Mr. Society when he was trying to rob the car. He said, y'all niggas, hurry up.
Why did they even go through the plan? Why didn't they just come in with him and rob him?
Right.
What's the point of the get some change shit if y'all niggas gonna reveal that y'all together anyway?
He got a safe at the crib.
Doesn't even make sense.
He got a safe at the house and let people named Gutter come to his house.
Gutter went back to his car and the two armed suspects followed. Lawrence charged with armed robbery. He's 18 but was 17 at the time he was charged, which is why he's listed as juvenile in the records. Carlos Williams is in charge of anything, although the investigators have been trying to talk to him with no success. His lawyer is the very busy Tim Jansen.
Very busy.
He got shit to do.
But that's smart, though. Like, so many... I see First 48. Don't say a word. Don't talk to me. Talk to my lawyer.
Yeah.
Don't say a word.
Gutter. And it's spelled G-U-T-T-A, y'all. Gutter. Who lets Gutter come by the crib, dog?
Shit, ain't nobody. You come to my door talking about my name Gutter. You's not getting your black ass in my house. White, whoever you are, you ain't coming in here. Because you might decide to gutter my house and steal from me. No, thank you.
How did you find out where I live?
Right.
Why are you here?
With a name like that, I'm becoming suspicious.
Yeah, I don't
want to know people that know somebody named Gutter.
No.
Like, that's too close. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you and Gutter hanging out, and you going to tell Gutter what's in my house.
I'm scared you might stab me with a name like that. I'm good.
Yeah, Gutter. Hey, you. Yeah. Hey, man, me and Gutter want to come by the crib and play some. Nope.
No, I might end up being in the gutter. No, thank you.
Yeah, why they call you that?
That's going to be my question.
Because I'm Gutter, motherfucker. I'm all right, man.
You hang out with a dude named Gutter?
Yeah.
Right, we can't be cool anymore.
See, Gutter, where you at? Oh, man, I got another Halloween picture.
Oh, shit.
You see it?
I see it just now. Yeah.
Somebody dressed as a Popeye chicken. Popeye chicken lady, man.
Oh, man. Halloween is the most disrespectful holiday there is, man.
Man, I love this shit, man.
So is disrespectful.
Put this one in the chat room, man.
I would have never thought to dress up as the Popeye's one.
Dude, it's brilliant.
I know. It's hilarious.
The Popeye's chicken lady, man. And his face is perfect. Or her face.
And he got a box of chicken, though.
Yes, man. Dog. Hey, if he was walking around the office cooning good, too. I take my chicken bites and I put them in I fry them up in a soft sort of batter and, but she always be having
a
good
new recipe, y'all.
We take the maple syrup and we drizzle it all over there like honey.
Remember they had
how we do, honey, Chad.
Louisiana, fast.
They had the chicken and waffle chicken.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We take maple syrup and we dip it in the chicken sauce.
Now I want some, Popeyes.
Yes, I'm talking about get it, Justin. Tory Hunt. Apparently, last time they checked in with Tory Hunt's thoughts about gay players in the locker room, he was saying just the sort of thing that makes gay ball players reticent about coming out of the closet. For me, as a Christian, I would be uncomfortable because I, in all my teachings and all my learning biblically, it's not right. It will be difficult and uncomfortable.
Yeah, we only little boys can be gay.
Well, that was 2 years ago.
Is he gay now?
When Tory Hunter made those comments, only 8 states allow same-sex couples to marry. Now 32 do. So maybe he got his a change of heart. Nope. He's from Arkansas, and he dropped a radio ad yesterday in support of Asa Hutchinson in his Arkansas gubernatorial race against Mike Ross, who's a Democrat.
This is Pine Bluff native and Major League Baseball player Tory Hunter. I'm asking you to vote for my friend Asa Hutchinson for governor. Dr. King said that men should be judged by the content of their character. Today, we too often prejudge political candidates by their party label. I'm asking you to consider Asa for his actions. As a lawyer, Asa fought for more majority African-American districts in the state's legislature. Asa is committed to the principles we hold dear, like a strong faith in God, equal justice for all, and keeping marriage between one man and one woman. Asa wants all children to have access to computer science, to expand charter schools, and bring more jobs and small businesses into our communities. Asa won't take your vote for granted. Let's make real change in our community by casting party labels aside and voting our convictions. Vote Asa Hutchinson for governor. He's someone we can count on. Paid for by Asa for governor.
So let's keep marriage between one man and one woman, everybody. That's what's really important here.
He said his personal friend. Asa is like 60 years old.
And your name is Tory Hunt with 2 I's. You don't get to talk about gay people.
Yeah, legis. I can't even pronounce it wrong like he did.
Mm-hmm. Man, Julius Randle broke his leg. I mean, nothing really to say there. He's out for the season. Just sad. Sad for him. Lakers, I mean, of course, you know, we're assuming they'll be back next year.
That's Kobe's fault too, right?
Right, yeah.
Kobe
broke his leg. Kobe ran into Julius Randle, swept him, broke his leg.
Right, broke it in half.
Hit him with his car. But, it was kind of sad to see a rookie go out like that, man. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal... they stopped him in the middle of the street, TMZ.
What's up, baby?
You know how they do. Let's see what he was talking about.
Right.
All right, let's give a second to load.
That's their theme.
Whenever you're ready, TMZ.
Shaq, what's up, my young?
What's up, Harvey?
What's happening?
Harvey, I know I say this every time. I'm coming to see you, brother. I really am. What's up, buddy?
How you doing? Are you nuts wearing a Boston hat in New York?
Is that what that B stands for?
Yeah, are you nuts? This is Yankee territory, my friend.
You're right. Derek Jeter, I apologize. No disrespect. Love you, guys. How you been, buddy?
I'm good, man. It's your Superman shirt, too. You still love that Superman. Who was your favorite Batman?
I never watched Batman.
No?
Dude, how do they even know what questions to ask?
They don't.
Who's your favorite Batman?
They just randomly ask them questions.
Yeah.
I couldn't be this famous. It would drive me nuts. People just randomly walking up, snapping pictures, asking you questions and shit.
But he was happy to see him.
He hugged him like that's his normal TMZ stalker.
It might be like I guess after a while, y'all do build a relationship. What's up, Tim? What's up? You want to go get some coffee while you interview me? Yeah.
Yeah, everybody happy to them niggas, you know.
Scandal.
Right.
Yeah, so we heard you was beating your babies. Here's some pictures.
Superman all the way?
Yeah, Superman all the way.
What do you be following?
Shaq? No, I'm going to be Harvey for
Halloween. Oh, that's been a good costume.
Harvey, shalom, Barak Hashem. Oh, you know.
Dude, your Hebrew's getting better and better. Shaq, one last thing. If someone recommended one Shaquille O'Neal movie to watch, what Shaquille and Shaq?
Blend it.
Which one?
Blend it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd say so. I think that was your best work.
You want to see me smack Kenny in the head?
Yeah.
You ready?
Hey, you got that on camera? 100 million.
Kenny Smith was out there, and Shaq would have smacked him in the back of the head. This really lightly.
100 million and counting.
I love it. Dude, good seeing you, Shaq. Awesome, Mike. Good seeing you, man. Great seeing you.
Good seeing you, brother.
Thanks, Shaq.
Shaq, no, you can't joke around like that. You remember last time we were joking around at TNT Studios and, tore some ligaments in that dude's arm or something.
Yeah, play too much.
Jumping on him.
Big ass kid.
But why he don't try fanny roles in Superman movies since he loves Superman so much?
You know why.
Being a villain.
They won't hire him. He might be able to get a role playing Shaquille O'Neal. You know what I mean?
As himself, right.
Yeah, like they'll turn on, like they'll be like, Superman has to save somebody at the Lakers game and then Shaq will be dressed in Lakers uniform. Jose Canseco accidentally shot his finger off.
Oh, fuck. How'd you do that?
He was cleaning his gun. And I guess he was cleaning the bullets out of the chamber. And he didn't know it was loaded. And he tore the bottom of the middle finger on his hand. And he's undergoing surgery.
Put your middle fingers up.
You can't do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Canseco always ruining parties.
I mean, he used to shoot his own mouth off, but I didn't know he was shooting his fingers off now.
Oh, Lord.
The Warriors owner blames the term hoodish in an email on his autocorrect. He was talking about how they got an award for...
What were you typing?
He was talking about how he got an award for having the most... players from different countries on his team. So he said, so they had Australian, Brazilian, Nigerian, and Serbian, right? He says, I'm taking Rosetta Stone to learn Hungarian, Serbian, Australian, Swahili, and Hoodish this year, but it's nice. Hungarian or Swahili aren't languages that any of the Warriors speak, and Australia isn't a language, but okay. Pretty much everyone in the organization saw the email with at least one characterizing it as to Spears as offensive. So late yesterday, Goober sent out another message. Someone just brought to my attention that an email I responded to earlier contains the word hoodish, which I don't even think is a word and certainly not the one I intended to use. Goober wrote in the email, I intended to type Yiddish, either my mobile phone autocorrected or it was typed wrong. If anyone was unintendedly offended. His was funny. He spelled unintendedly wrong. He also spelled phone wrong. F-O-N-E. I also noticed these typos in the Hawks owners.
Nobody proofread that shit?
It's just amazing because we think people are really smart because they have money. And that a lot of times you just have money.
Right. And you can pay other people to clean that shit up for you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know if there's anything you could type in a phone to get hoodish as to autocorrect because hoodish ain't a word.
Exactly.
Unless you use hoodish all the time.
Correct.
Either way, I just thought that was funny. The people acted like he said nigger, though. Like, he's not trying to get... Like, this ain't the same, y'all.
Ironically...
It's not the same at all.
If he'd have just been like, yeah, I meant that. I'd have just gave him a 25 for fucking with black people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not that big a deal. I'm okay with it. I laughed at it, too. It was funny.
Yeah. Let me see what else we got here. Did you see the post game for y'all's for your team, the Washington Redskins, when y'all beat the Cowboys? Man, it was a black dude that pulled Colt McCoy from this interview. Man, I just thought it was funny. It's not a lot to talk about, but Colt McCoy was doing interviews. I don't know why this brother was in such a big hurry.
Robert.
But his name, yeah, I was like, is he trying to keep it from becoming a quarterback controversy?
Robert sent his ass over there. Go get that boy. Go get him. I patted him on the head last week. You know, it was cute. It was funny. But go get his ass.
Yeah. Well, here's a clip. I just thought.
Thank you, Lise. And Colt. And Jay Gruden. Quite a night here in Texas as the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins come down to overtime in Washington.
He's not even the only player.
No means no.
Can we hire him for Ben Roethlisberger's security detail?
Right. He was like, nope.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I told y'all, beat it.
He was trying to tell you, he's like, come on, man, we got to go. I don't know what he was rushing him to.
He wasn't even the only Washington player out there on the field.
I know, but he was the one they were interviewing. I don't know why they didn't want him to interview him or what, but it was so good.
Thank you, Lise. And Colt. And Jay Gruden. Quite a night here in Texas as the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins come down to overtime and Washington kicks.
He might not get a moment like this again in his life.
Well, apparently that dude is like y'all's Tony Wiley. So I don't know if that's your...
Tony was like, I keep on schedule. No.
I don't know who Tony Wiley is, but I'm okay with him getting Colt McCoy out there before he say something.
Yeah.
But Colt McCoy not happy about that. He won't get that moment again. He should have pushed him and been like, man, I'll be there when I get there.
Someone wrote an article about Andrew Luck saying that he's not great. And they were basically saying, like, he made some mistakes sometimes. He makes throws he shouldn't make. And that loss they had to Pittsburgh, the 51-33 loss or whatever. He had a safety late because he fell down kind of in the end zone and threw from his back, thinking that maybe he could get out of the end zone so he couldn't take the safety. But he actually was in the end zone when he let the ball go. It was close, but, you know, turned out to be a safety and pretty much the nail in the coffin. But here's my issue, man. I think he is great for where he's at, you know, right now.
In his career, yes.
I think he's on the track to, you know, to be one of the next great quarterbacks in the NFL.
I agree.
It's subjective however you choose to measure it, but true. He's putting up the numbers this year to make a case for it. I kind of hate when people do this, where they're like, let me take this dude down a notch and talk about the few mistakes he makes in a game. Like these other quarterbacks don't make the same mistakes that, you know, we also consider elite.
That and also I think for me it's amazing how I understand the way football works is that, you know, if you win, hooray for the quarterback, he gets all the glory. But if you lose, he's blamed for all the loss. Like, that's not an offensive line. Like, that's not a defense. Like, people act like he's out there all by himself.
Yeah, I just hate to see people do this because if it was a quarterback like Robert Griffin or Cam Newton, I'd be saying the same thing. Like, I'm consistent. I don't just say it because someone's white or someone's black or because they're on my team. Like, you know, there's a difference between struggling and winning and people overrating you. Correct. And a guy who's actually playing great. You know what I mean? Like, Andrew Luck's playing great this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I would want him over a ton of quarterbacks, even people that y'all, that other people consider great. So it is what it is, man. Not sure, like, what he's supposed to do to, like, fix this, you know, cause it's like, well, he makes mistakes sometimes. He throws picks. So does everybody. Yeah,
Jordan missed a dunk, but he's great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are we really talking about? Andrew Luck, for right now, this year, he balling. Last year, he was balling. And he seems to be, it's a consistent thing. He's getting better each year. And that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
This, what, his third year?
Yep.
He's playing, and with the team they have, he's playing great. So.
Mike Tyson interview got short because he called Don Lemon full of shit.
I'm okay with that. I'll allow it, as they say. And what's that, Jeopardy? I'll allow it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll allow it.
I would love to spend more time with you. You are an incredible guy. Thank you so much.
Well, what the hell did you put me on the show for?
I put you on the show to get you on to talk about your series. We talked for a long time, actually.
Oh, no, but we talked for a long time off the camera.
The new show, Mike Tyson Mysteries, airs every Monday
Don
night.
Don Lemon full of
PM. I don't swim. Thank you, Mike Tyson.
Love
you. I love you too. We'll be right back. I'm back now with Mike Tyson. He's still here.
All right, pump the book, Don.
He says you should buy this book, and next time we're going to have you on for a lot longer.
All right, come on. That's not long enough. Show the book, Don.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you guys that tomorrow night I'll be live in Ferguson as it gets close to a grand jury decision, so make sure you
watch
it.
What do you think is going
to
happen?
Thanks for watching.
Then they're going to convict them beyond deep in your heart. You think they're going to convict them?
We'll find out.
No, you don't believe that.
Say that in the prompter right now.
You do not believe they're going to convict
them. AC 360.
You do not believe that they're going to convict them, do you, Don? Be deep in your heart. Deep in your heart. Deep in your deep southern heart.
You know what, man? They made it sound way worse than it was.
Right.
This is another headline.
Did they be sizing up?
Yep. That can we find Tom BP headline?
But I tell y'all this right now, if y'all ain't watching that Mike Tyson Mysteries, that shit is hilarious.
Oh my
on
God.
Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Is Mike Tyson a gay ghost, an Asian girl that's his daughter, and a drunk bird?
Yeah.
And they saw Mysteries. It is
Sundays.
Everything.
It comes on Mondays.
Mondays. It's on Adult Swim. It is awesome. It's called Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Do they do on demand on Adult Swim?
Do what?
I think they do.
Yeah, they do.
Okay,
yeah, they do. Didn't you watch Black Jesus that way?
Okay, good.
Yeah, they do. It's good, man.
It's real good.
I thought Black Jesus
was on
the cartoon.
Say what?
Network.
That's on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, Adult Swim is on Cartoon Network.
1325?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And 1326. And 1326, you want that West Coast feed.
Right.
I just know the number.
That West Coast?
Yeah, I like both feeds.
But yeah, that's a size, man. He didn't say shit.
Mm-mm.
D'Angelo Hall tore his Achilles again. Mm-hmm. A month after tearing it a while ago.
Right.
He was recovering. But they had to redo the surgery now. He had a late night getting some pizza or something in his kitchen, and he slipped and re-tore it.
Oh!
He has to go back in, get it fixed, and that's just going to delay his rehab, obviously and unfortunately. But hopefully we will still be able to get him back by the start of the season next year.
Why?
It might impede his progress as far as OTAs and maybe training camp and all that.
No, let him go ahead and retire.
No, he's y'all's best defensive back, and y'all need him.
Get another one. But whoever his replacement is should have a full year.
Well, nah, Bashaud Breeland is a beast now. I mean, he's young, but, you know, he's playing good, and he definitely showed out against Dallas, but I'm just saying,
D'Angelo
Hall ain't just nothing to sneeze at.
I kind of never really liked him. So.
You stupid motherfucker.
I'm okay with him.
I'm just kidding. I don't like him either. I wouldn't want him on my team. I hate him. He talks too much. And he's not good enough to talk. You know what? He's like those dudes we talk about at the Y, where it's not that they bad, but they think they better than they are, and it makes you hate them more.
Yep.
It's like you're not terrible. You could be pretty good, but if you didn't think you could do it all by yourself, your teams would win more. And D'Angelo think he can win it all by himself, man. He really think he the Deion Sanders and shit.
And I don't believe he slipped in the kitchen.
Me neither. Like, he definitely got hurt playing basketball or something.
Yeah, doing some shit he had no business doing.
Yeah, riding a motorcycle. Something stupid.
Meanwhile, everybody was hating on Kobe, being in the hyperbaric chamber.
Mm-hmm. Getting healthy. Rita Jeptu fails a doping test. This is a huge shock. Chicago Marathon champion Rita Jeptu failed a doping test in September, the Kenyan runner's agent said Friday. Federica Rosa told the Associated Press that Jeptu tested positive for a banned substance in an out-of-competition test in Kenya weeks before she won a second straight Chicago marathon.
How slow is they testing process?
Well, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
I'm saying she took it a week before.
I mean, the test too.
She took it a week before the marathon.
Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
They couldn't have sped it up. They're like, nope. Test.
Got slow and steady wins the race, Karen. All right. This is true, Rosa said in a telephone interview. Rosa said Jeptu's A sample had tested positive and they were waiting on her backup B sample to be tested. Rosa declined to name the substance. Rosa said he had learned the positive test a few days ago. We will legally go after the person or the people that convinced Rosa to do this. I mean, Rita to do this. What? That's the first time I ever heard of something like that for a black person. Normally, that's what you say when white people get in trouble. We will find who told Miley Cyrus to rob that man.
And hold them accountable.
Well, that's the first time there's ever been a black person. It's like, we will find out who did this to her.
That's when you know it's equality.
The drugs that you took yourself.
Right. But it don't matter. That's when you got true equality, when you can blame other people for your problems.
Adding, Jepto's management had nothing to do with any doping, and I'm sorry for Rita. The 33-year-old Jeptu has won back-to-back titles at both of the Chicago and Boston marathons and leads the World Marathon Major Series. The series said earlier Friday that it has postponed Sunday's award ceremony because of the positive test. No athlete can win the World Marathon Major Series title who has been in breach of IAAF anti-doping rules. Damn.
Sorry,
can't believe Rita Jeptu went out like this.
She just ran out of time, I guess.
Yeah. Sound like, yep. Sound like she finally went too long, man. Gotta get off that cycle, man. You can't be, you gotta know when the test's coming. Can't be juicing up till right before this damn meet starts. It's a week out. Get off the shit.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
You want the shit?
Yeah, wait till you get your drug test, then you start doping again. I don't know. Kentucky is number one in the preseason again.
They stay winning.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I love their coach.
They stay recruiting.
I mean, how is this news?
Right, I love their coach.
Can we just get news when they not number one from now on?
Right.
The dude obviously coaches circles around Coach K when it comes to recruiting. And it's not even close.
No. I think for me, the reason, I'm always on the student side. So I like this dude. This dude is like, I know I have one and done, but fuck it.
Yeah, people keep alleging that he's paying the players, but they can't catch him. So fuck it. What's the
right
problem? Right. I mean, shit, it's not like the other schools are playing fair. We're giving kids grades at UNC.
You know what's great, though? Even if he is paying them, they only going to take 1 year worth of wins away because that's all the kids there for.
Right. Charlotte, North Carolina, Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski expects the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association to continue the one-and-done draft rule because he isn't convinced the players' union would be in favor of moving the draft rule to 2 years out of high school when the issue next comes before the union and the league.
Why?
No, he said he doesn't expect them to make it to.
Oh, no, they shouldn't. It's dumb.
He said he expects them to continue the one and done rule.
Right. I think it should be no. Zero.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I see what you're saying. I'm sorry, Karen. I get it. Coach K said to the ESPNU College Basketball Podcast that the current rules likely are here to stay. I'm not sure how the players' union will react to that. They have to represent the players, and if a player is really good, an extra year you spend could cost you tens of millions of dollars.
And maybe this is me. I have a question. This players union is supposed to be representing the athletes, right? You're not really representing the athletes, because if you represent them, you'll be about them making that money.
Well, that's what he's saying. They won't budge on the, they won't, he wants them to go to 2 years. And he's saying the players union will not move to 2 years.
Right.
Even though that's what he wants to see. But that's not a done deal. What we have is probably going to be there for a while. The one, you have to stay 1 year.
And who agreed to the one? Like, did the player association go, well, y'all get them for one, but we ain't doing two?
Yeah, in the last collective bargaining agreement. Like, what they do is they, it's a fucked up way they rig it, but basically they pay, they promise to pay the players in the NBA a little bit more. And then they basically cut out the floor by not taking rookies after 1 year. So, and it does save money on the back end, but honestly, it seems kind of dumb because, you know, not dumb. I mean, it's probably actually really smart when you do the math, but what if it's LeBron James? I want the first year of LeBron James the earliest I can get it.
Right.
But, you know, there's a ton of other players that I would be willing to give up the first year of their career. Cause let's be honest. Andrew Wiggins is probably going to end his first year averaging less than 10 points.
Yeah. And the other part.
So why not just let him stay in school that year? And then when he comes out next year, he'd be up to like 15 points.
Yeah. The other part was they had, that was the compromise to keep people coming straight from high school and to the league. And
some of the older players don't like it, Karen. Cause for every guy that comes out of high school, there's a veteran that has to give up his job. And for that one, for that kid. And they have their own envy and classism and just stupidity.
Right. Okay. Okay. And like I said,
it doesn't really make it right. But no, people are petty and they're about self-preservation. So if I can put off, if Juwan Howard can get one extra year of his contract.
Wearing a suit.
Yeah, wearing a suit to keep Jabari Parker out of the league, he's going to do it every time.
Okay. Because, and maybe it's just me. You said they represent the athletes, but you don't really represent the athletes.
Like, no, they represent the NBA players who are currently in the NBA. Not all athletes in the world. Okay, play basketball.
No, I misunderstood. I thought you meant they will talk about they represent like the college students. I was like, that makes no sense. But you're talking about as far as the NBA goes.
Right. You're not an NBA player until you get into the league. And they're basically saying we should make it a little harder to get into the league. That way we keep a couple more veteran jobs. But I still think it's stupid, but whatever.
I do too. It's idiotic and it's dumb, and you should be able to go into the marketplace and work like any other field.
Yeah. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, Joseph Randle, the guy who got arrested for them draws and that Gucci Guilty Black. Apparently, there's footage of him joking around when he was in holding. Getting arrested.
Videotapes get leaked everywhere. Can you sue the police department for stuff like this?
He cracked jokes. I think it's public, it's public shit you can obtain.
It shouldn't be public because you.
I think it should be public
because you forcing me to be in a place that I didn't want to be in.
Here's why it needs to be public, because when a nigga gets shot, I be wanting that fucking footage. I be wanting to know what did he do that y'all gonna blame him for. So. Keep it all public. Record all the arrests as far as I'm concerned. You got my permission to record me. Fuck that. You ain't gonna beat my ass and have the world not know about it. Oh yeah, them black eyes, we picked them up. Dallas Cowboys running back Julius Randle cracked jokes and acted flippantly while being booked in the Frisco, Texas city jail following his October 13th arrest for shoplifting. Footage obtained by CBS affiliate KTV shows him saying, if I give you $100, can you give me a massage? Randle asked a female jail employee who replied with a stern no.
She must have been fine.
Randle was charged with a Class B misdemeanor after stealing underwear and a tester bottle of cologne from a Dillard's in Stonebriar Center Mall. The retail value of the items was $123.50.
Yeah, he had the money on him.
He was also wearing a white tank top and black pants and mocked the concern about his appearance for his bookie mugshot. Take a good picture. I'm not about to look like I'm a criminal in this mugshot. How's my mugshot look? Randle also asked why height and weight were listed on his mugshot. This is not a damn trading card, he said. A jail mail employee responded. Oh, okay. Randle was reprimanded for making an unauthorized phone call. He was heard telling the person on the line to leave the door unlocked for him. Do Do you want to get you another charge? Are you crazy? A female judge, jail employee asked, ending the phone call. During an authorized phone call, Randall mentioned that he needed an attorney to get him bonded out so he could attend practice the next day. Later on, Randall did express some concern about the potential consequences of his arrest. Hey, if this is going to be on the news, you think? Randall then, whose base salary was $495,000, struck a much more conciliatory tone after meeting with coach Jason Garrett and apologizing at a team meeting 2 days later. The Cowboys fined Randall on one game check, the maximum amount under the collective bargaining agreement, although he recouped the money by signing an endorsement deal with the Los Angeles underwear company, nice. MeUndies.
Nice.
So he ain't learned shit. He ain't learned shit from all this, man. He was acting ignorant, and it worked out. Damn, that's life for you, man. Ain't that a bitch? Grow up to be just like me, kids. Steal shit and come up. This my come up. Greg Hardy's trial has been moved to the end of the season, y'all. After the season.
Oh, he still got to sit out too, don't he?
Now, here's what's funny. Remember how many people said, well, if you make them sit at the games, it'll start making them want to go to trial faster and cooperate with the police.
Mm-mm.
Wrong.
The court system still going to take its time.
Because jail is its own deterrent. Right. Football be damned. Niggas ain't trying to go to jail. It never really mattered if you play a game or not. You just own the streets. That's it. It's the only thing. Now you rich as fuck, but you own the streets.
Correct.
Now the Panthers are going to look into the possibility of immediately reinstating him to play for Carolina after learning his domestic violence appeal trial set for November is being postponed until sometime after the NFL season.
Can you blame them?
But this was crazy.
Because they're paying him.
Nobody told you not to play him. What do you mean look into it? Just decide you want to play him. That's all you got to do.
Because now they want to have somebody take responsibility for the decision other than them.
Right, and it's one of those things where all this stems from Roger Goodell, which you being willing to be the fucking principal and having everybody panic and having the teens panic and not have to deal with the outrage and not deal with people getting mad about every damn thing your players do.
Well, you know, the thing is, if they'd have let him be the principal, they wouldn't have been out here trying to make their own consequences, and he'd be playing until Roger handed down some consequences. And yeah. He pulled the trigger too soon.
And it's also just another example of, you know, the hypocrisy of the NFL. You start losing, all of a sudden, maybe we can work something out.
Because right. Luke Kuechly out here looking weak as hell.
Luke Kuechly, you know what I'm saying, dog?
Weight room, bro.
You know what I mean? But yeah, he's just. I mean, you need some domestic violence, man. Okay, guys, I'm sorry, but it's hard to win the NFL without somebody doing some domestic violence.
And here at the Black. And here at the Black Eyed Peas Ball Deep,
we officially support domestic violence awareness. We awareness. Support domestic violence awareness. All right. So make sure y'all are aware that it's happening because it is. Mm-hmm. Hardy's trial was originally scheduled for November 17th. The new trial date has not been set. So they don't even know. This is just till after the season. So this is a big decision. What do you think they're going to do, man? Karen, you think they're going to reinstate him immediately and let him play? Or you think we won't see him till next year?
And it's hard to say because this fucking the Panthers and Charlotte and they get on my goddamn nerves with all their political bullshit. I think they should. Why? Because fuck it, y'all not the law. But I could see them folding underneath the pressure of the fan base and saying, nope. We'll just wait till your trial.
What about you, Justin? What do you think is going to happen?
That's my defensive back, Jerry Richardson tears.
That's my defensive back.
You know, Jerry Richardson tears. Yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah, I think he'll. See, the thing is, because Jerry Richardson cried, I feel like they just gonna show this footage on an endless loops. When they say he gonna play, they just gonna show the crying, then they gonna show Greg Hardy warming up, then they gonna show the crying.
Nope. We'll talk about it, but we already know that Jerry Richardson is the owner, so he's not gonna be held accountable.
No.
I didn't say he'll. Well, I mean,
even the loop, they gonna show Riverboat Ron and why he decided to start playing them. They not even gonna question the GM. They gonna ask Ron,
but don't we?
And they gonna play the tape. Listen to the tape of Greg Hardy.
But isn't crying such good TV?
I
feel like he fucked up because crying is too good a TV for them to ignore. Like, if he would have Jerry Jones that shit and just did a straight face like, you know, we're just going to avoid the pain and try to go back out there, I feel like he'd be all right.
You and I would play it, man.
He was up there like, he couldn't even say it. He was like, when Greg was...
Snots and shit coming out of his nose.
Greg was... Oh, God.
I don't even think they mentioned his name.
He take it so serious. Very seriously. Take the issues...
What was I saying?
The issues I can't even say the name of. Those issues. You talking about domestic violence? What you said?
They're not even going to mention his name.
Yeah. You know, he may get $13 million under the franchise tag. So, like, honestly, it's the best of all worlds for him. Because he's making, like, top five money at his position for not playing.
Correct, and they feel like they're wasting money because they're not getting any productivity out of it.
Yeah, and it's the worst scenario for the Panthers because the dude that you paid, that you probably, if you had known this and known the way people would react, you probably wouldn't have paid.
Correct. So I want his ass out on the field too.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. We all, Craig. Even though we joked you, we want you back on the field. And do what you got to do. If you need to slap that woman around and get her to drop them charges this time, do it, bro. Because I support domestic violence.
Awareness of course. Awareness.
Make her aware that you are violent.
Mm-hmm. Domestically. Calderon Rivera recently said Hardy hasn't been at the stadium since being placed on the list, but not because the team asked him to stay away. Nigga, whatever.
Whatever.
Don't try to act like he just decided to go home and not come back.
Right.
Lying fucker.
Yeah, we don't believe you. I'm sure the wording
of... Why you lying, Craig? Why you lying?
The wording of you not playing also implied don't come here.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. Yeah, you a goddamn lie, man. Greg Hardy ain't no damn... Yeah, he just, for some reason, didn't come on.
Yeah, that's like you'd be like, you know what? I just ain't sure enough for work today. You know, he show up just because.
Yeah, and more domestic violence news. Look like Ray McDonald for the 49ers is not even going to get charged.
Hey, he did the right thing, man.
49ers rode that one on out, didn't they?
He called the people he was supposed to call like he was supposed to. And he good now. He Gucci.
Imagine if the 49ers would have done the same shit everybody else did. Oh, he in trouble. Just cut him. Cut him. Right. Drop him. Take him. Send him home. And they didn't. They stuck it out. And it turns out he might not get charged with anything, which is crazy.
All y'all Adrian Peterson owners, he might come back. If Greg Hardy coming back, AP might come back.
Yep.
Maybe.
Well, they said they allowed due process to play out. So we'll see. The police said the alleged victim had visible injuries. McDonald lives at the home with the fiance. Two court arraignment hearings have been delayed.
I hate when they word things like that. They know he paying the bill. She lives with him. Say it right. That's just, it's the same wording of he called me for some marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Word it correctly.
Kimber Walker got paid 4-year extension, $48 million, I believe. Yeah, Kimber. Glad he stayed. Hit that big game winner against the Bucks.
Was it the shot that did it?
I don't know. You know, Jordan did go crazy when he saw him hit that shot. So, can't do that.
And he was playing terrible at the start of that game.
Mm-hmm. Elbows, but he got it together.
Bricks. And I was like, keep shooting him, boy. Keep shooting.
Yeah. But he got it together.
You okay with a little rain?
Yeah.
Here's an interview of some Giants fans after they won the World Series Championship.
You okay with a little rain?
Yes. Yeah, we're excited.
All right.
We're prepared with umbrellas.
Who are you waiting to see? Who's the one person? I see a lot of panda hats everywhere I go. Is he the guy you want to see?
No, we want to see Joe Panic.
All right. Well, obviously some Giants fans aren't behaving themselves. We apologize for that. I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you very much.
That kid was so young, too.
Yeah. Aww.
He going to get a woman.
His mom was somewhere. His mom was somewhere like, Timmy.
Yeah, what are you doing, Timmy?
Embarrassing me on national TV.
Fuck you, Mom. Fuck you,
Could you imagine all the calls? I heard your baby cussing on TV.
I gotta hear it one more time.
You okay with a little rain?
Yes. We're excited.
All right.
Prepared with umbrellas.
Who are you waiting to see? Who's the one person? I see a lot of panda hats everywhere I go.
I love that you can see the kid setting up right there, mm-hmm. waiting on him to move that mic. Like, he's already setting up, scheming on how he's gonna get the cuts.
Is he the guy you want to see?
No, we want to see Joe Panic.
Well. He was wearing the shade. He was wearing the glasses and the hoodie, too.
He was disguised.
Aww.
And the girls laugh.
And this is what you do when you fucking have the man on the street interviews with random people that didn't go to journalism school like you, asshole.
Right.
And we paid you to hold the mic and give us your opinion, not the other way around.
Correct. And you're live. This right. is the shit you get.
All right. Who are you waiting to see? Who's the one person? I see a lot of panda hats everywhere I go. Is he the guy you want to see?
No, we want to see Joe Panic.
All right. Well, obviously some Giants fans aren't behaving themselves. We apologize for that. I appreciate your guys' time. Thank you very much.
Nobody grabbed, reached for that little kid.
Little kid was quick.
Nobody turned to see where he went.
Nope.
Anything. It was just like, oh, he's cute.
Fuck around the pussy. Yeah, little kids, adorable.
Can that ever get old?
Nope. Not as long as you keep doing it like that.
Yep. Winston, learn from this young man.
Oklahoma freshman tailback Joe Mixon accepted a plea deal today, meaning he won't go to trial for allegedly punching a woman in the face, knocking her unconscious, then walking away.
Oh my!
Playing a knockout game.
He was a knock game. Yes, knock her out.
Knock you against your head, knock you against the ground.
Correct.
Mixon entered that what's known as an Alford plea, whereby the defendant maintains his innocence but acknowledges that there's enough evidence for a jury to convict him. The deal includes 1 year of probation, a 1 year deferred sentence, 100 hours of community service, and mandatory counseling. Mixon was suspended from the football team for an entire season after he was charged, and the university's president said the suspension won't change because of the plea. The deal also comes 2 days before a new state law kicks in that would have made public the video showing the knockout blow. The punch happened inside of a Norman restaurant and was captured on surveillance video, which was described in Mixon's probable cause affidavit. The video was shown to reporters in September, but under the current law, they couldn't obtain copies to broadcast on TV or post online. That changes November 1. The video was scheduled to be released Monday. Now they're saying it's unlikely the video will be released at all. So,
good lawyers. That's mm-hmm. gonna come out.
They gave the tape back to the owner of the restaurant because the plea was a jury too. So that's it.
Yeah, good for him, man. Way to go around assaulting people and getting away with it.
Playing a knockout game, like that's what's dumber than that.
Right.
That's American justice at its best.
Yeah, I'm disgusted actually. Russell Westbrook and a fan screamed at each other. Russ broke his finger last night and will probably be out for some time.
He broke his finger. He missing games.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, come
stop! Stop! UCLA! Hey, go away! We're out of USC!
Yeah, I can't tell exactly what the dude was saying that pissed him off, but I do know this. When he stopped and looked up there and pushed security off of him, that dude shut the fuck up. Did you notice that?
Right, because it's cool until you get that, until you realize, oh shit, this is a strong athlete and it's a possibility I get my ass whooped. Everybody's big and bad until you got to face the reality that this person can harm you.
Yeah, he really didn't want none.
No, like, he didn't.
He talked a real good game, and that motherfucker was like, what you say? And he was like, what?
I didn't say shit.
Stop! Stop! UCLA! Hey, go away! We're about to go!
Watch it. Called him stuff?
I thought he said stuff or Steph. I don't know. I don't get it.
Maybe that's something local.
Yeah.
That you know how they used to fuck with J.J. Redick and call him shit at the games when he was So maybe it's something local we don't know about.
And LeBron got everybody mad because he said that the game against the Knicks last night, the first home game for the Cavs in 2014, would be one of the, this is probably one of the biggest sporting events that is up here, there ever.
It was.
Well, how do people want him to not be confident, man?
Correct.
What's the problem with that? He not doing nothing wrong. He just talking how it is. Like, I saw Bob Ryan say he ain't like the quote because LeBron's been humble for 2 or 3 years now and he wants to do this. This sounds like ego talking. Like, it is a big event, man. It is a big event for that town, for him, for everybody.
Right.
Just stop. God.
They just don't like LeBron, period. And people, and rather, versus people coming out going, I don't like this nigga, they pick other things around that.
Yeah, it was a big event. Like, it was huge for Cleveland.
Right.
Yes, it was.
Win or lose, it was, it, you know, and like, I don't know if y'all seen some of the commercials, but these shits brought, like one of them, I got goosebumps.
And didn't Dope Stack said the city was like everything was buzzed around them. Like it right. was the Hornets game. Mm-hmm. Everybody was hyped for the Hornets opening.
The Nike, have you seen the Nike Together commercial? Where everybody's cheering for LeBron, where like he tells everybody mm-hmm. to huddle up. Uh-uh. Let me play this, man. This joint emotional, dog. Put this in the chat too. Everybody came out the stands and joined the huddle on the team on the floor of the Cavs arena. And then all of a sudden outside in the city, everybody's doing it.
We got to give it all we got.
So now everybody in the city is huddled up.
Everything that we do on this floor, because of this city, we owe them.
Wow.
For this city. They're going to support us, man, but we got to give it all back to them. We get it done. Toughness that we have on the court is gonna come from this city. Everybody, the whole city of Cleveland. That's what it's all about. It's time to bring them something special. Let's go. Bring it on in, everybody. Let's go. Let's go. Hard work on three. Together on six. One, two, three.
Hard work.
Four, five, six.
Together.
Hard work on three. Together on six. One, two, three.
Hard work.
Four, five, six.
Together.
Here we go, man. One, two, three.
Mm.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Go right here. Let's get it.
Look at all those people.
It's all us. Cleveland on three. One, two, three.
Nike's so good, man.
He's so good, right?
That's why you don't sign with Under Armour.
No, yo.
Yes. Not, and my thing is this. People underestimate the light that LeBron is for that city. And I think that LeBron means a lot more to that city than, like, the outside people outside of the city realize. And I think that Nike was like, we have something golden here. And it, that's beautiful because you have people of all races, all creeds, all colors. You had children, and it really looked like the city was support, which they really are. But they was like, if y'all support him this much, we're going to make it visual how much you guys support and how much y'all love him and how much he loves you back in return. And I don't think that they could have did it any better. And whoever had the marketing 42 to think about this, kudos to you because that is brilliant.
I'm going to tell you what my favorite part of it was when they showed the bus of the kids go by and they had LeBron James Foundation on the side of that bus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's just, it just take you back to the decision and everything. Like just, it was so good. I just right. loved it. I just loved
it. And also my thing is this, he bought life back to the city. Like literally he bought the city back to life because it was one of those things where when he left, he affected their economy. So you leave, people not eating at the bars, people not doing all these things that they did before. Now all of a sudden you got sold out games and you're pumping money back into the economy now.
But you know, we talked about this before. He had to go. Going to Miami was his going off to college. Mm-hmm. He had to go to make the family better and stronger.
Well, you know what, man? Like, this is that, like, I know at the time it wasn't a popular opinion, but, especially for black people, but, you know, I'm not wavering on this, and I absolutely believe it. He's just a better dude than most people. Like, most people would not be able to go back to that situation. Even as the quote-unquote boss, they would have known that on some level it was going to look like an L to people. And everybody, you know, I remember how people was writing us, like, I feel betrayed. I can't believe he would do this. All that stuff that man wrote about him, like, he ain't nothing but a slave to me. I'll never respect him again. All this shit. And when you see that commercial, man, you realize how much bigger that is. And I'm sure it's because, I'm sure marketing, PR, all this shit. But LeBron is so image conscious. I know he had something to do with that commercial. There's no fucking way he didn't say, this is what I need the commercial to be about. Even if he simply just said, it needs to show that this is not about Dan Snyder. It's not about the Cavs. It's not about Cleveland, really. It's about Akron. It's about the state. And it's about the fans.
Correct.
Because I feel like I let them down. I feel like, you know, I hurt a lot of people that I cared about. And I feel like I do want to be that guy that brings that championship to this city. You know?
I agree. And I think for me, people underestimated his love for the city. Like, his love for the city was greater than the other activities going on in his life. Like, this was not a financial decision. This was strictly a personal decision for him. And athletes are people too. And it was one of those things where his personal decision, a lot of people go, well, this financially doesn't make any sense. But once you've made the type of money he's made, you can get to the point where your decisions does not have to be based off of financial. You could just do what you want to do.
Well, he's going to get the money.
Correct.
Well, and that's the thing, he knows. Anywhere he goes, he can get the money, but it meant something to him to go back. And that's a lot to admit, because, like I said, one of the things that's very hard, man, is when you apologize or when you make amends or when you go to a situation where people are going to think this makes you look weak, but you're like, I know, but this is the right thing to do. Even Correct. If it doesn't feel right to you, I know in my heart it feels right to me. I'm not surprised at all, man, that he will have a commercial like this. And the other commercial is good too, the Amen. Even though Dan Levitard ruined that commercial for me.
Yes,
because it's still a good commercial.
Because the first time I seen it was the other night. Mm-hmm. I heard the one with Poppy first. And so when I immediately heard that, I started cracking up laughing because I was like, oh, this is what he's peeking at.
Yeah, but the one with Gloria James talking about her return to Akron.
Yeah, Poppy's was good though.
Yeah. Hey, y'all heard the Clippers commercial?
No.
Yeah, it was
they get new apartments. Better smelling.
It was kind of weird.
Odor free.
Let me see if I can play it. No, that's 2010. Where's the they have a Clippers. Yeah, Be Relentless. Like the Heat got one too. Let me see if I can play this joint.
You think you know who we are? You're wrong. This is a new game, a new era. We are harder, battle tested. We are relentless. We've walked through fire and come out on the other side. This isn't a new chapter. This is a beginning. Can you feel it? This is our time. We are ready. You want to know who we are? This is who we are. this is who we are.
And then at the end it says niggers. I'm just saying, it says Clippers, guys.
They filmed it in the Clippers arena, a lot of it, but they don't really own the arena. They slipped up and had one Laker sign in there.
They did?
No, they didn't. I'm just
What?
How much they paid the Lakers?
They got another one that got Blake Griffin saying all the stuff. But
who was that talking the first time? Is that the owner? That the new owner?
I don't know who that was. But I can't find that one. But yeah, there was a Blake Griffin version where he's saying all that, the same, but it's the same script or whatever. Have you seen the Heat one? It's so fast regressive.
20 games, y'all.
Yeah, it's
no more than 20 games.
It was such a I think it's Alonzo Mourning saying it. Let me see. Maybe I have to put Heat Alonzo Mourning. Morning commercial. But I saw this one. I heard this one on the radio. I was just like, what are we doing? He lied to me. He was like, a star can be forced to go away, but he's welcome back. I'm like, bitch, you wanted to get traded. Why are you lying?
Right.
I don't get what's up. See, Miami Heat executive takes commercial. Wait, what was this? January 16th. Nah, that's not it, man. I don't know where it's at, man. Oh, is this it? Heat commercial? Let's see. When was this posted? No, this one 2012. This is definitely not it. Man, I don't know where it's at, dog, but that joint was good, man, because it was like from the swamps to the city. We are Heat Nation. It's like, whatever, man. Y'all niggas know y'all just hate LeBron now.
Nobody to the games anymore.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. Hey Mamba. This week in Mamba is very quick and very easy. Kobe Bryant played against them Rockets. And they was losing this shit. Kobe tried to steal the ball from Dwight. Dwight was swinging his elbows, which led to an exchange where Kobe Bryant, if you can read lips, called Dwight Howard a soft motherfucker, bitch ass nigga.
Oh, shit.
If your best player or second best player can't make free throws and can't be on the floor, how effective can you be?
Kobe Bryant, the second half is 0-4. Boozer trying to dig it out and on the doorstep. They missed about five of those tonight. The Lakers have not been able to get it. And Howard with the elbows, and Kobe was defending, and some words exchanged, and this goes back to what.
Now look to me like Dwight might have barely got Kobe on the chin, but
enough
it seemed like
blow the whistle though,
huh?
Enough for them to blow the whistle.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm not saying he didn't get touched or nothing, but I was gonna say it seemed like that thing where you're actually want to fight somebody or you storing up stuff that actually got nothing to do with that one play. You know what I mean? You just be like when we play ball with Chase sometimes, and you'd be like, or you used to be like, anytime he was checking you, he's like, if he touched me, I'm gonna call foul. And I'll be like, I know. And you'll be like, all right. And then we get on the court. And inevitably, even if you just catch the ball on the wing and go to post up, you'd be like, foul. And it's like, that's how I look with Kobe. Yeah, I don't like you, and I want you to know. So this is a good excuse as any.
Was the story when the two were wearing the same uniform, although they never played on the floor together.
Now, Dwight be smiling no matter what's happening to him.
He said, I know you, or something like
that. Yeah, but Dwight be smiling no matter what. Hey, Dwight Howard, I'm sorry to tell you, but you got cancer, and it's malignant.
He was smiling.
Oh, man. You're like, why are you smiling, nigga?
What? I don't know what cancer is, and I don't know what malignant is.
The cancer is rapist
but
cancer.
That's a funny word.
Mm-hmm, y'all good.
Yeah,
so I'm going to die? Yep. Oh, man. Oh, well.
Sorry to tell you, but you have a child by a known groupie who's known for twerking in Nelly videos.
Say what? Oh, man. Oh.
And busting the wide open for the crew.
Man, y'all
not
crazy.
Wide open.
That's crazy.
I love it. What a bad blood's always.
Kobe basically just going, what you gonna do?
Good, huh? Yeah, it's all good. I mean, comments coming out from Dwight Howard saying he wasn't scared of Kobe, and Kobe being very demanding as a teammate.
See, this is really Kobe taking out his aggression on his current teammates.
Right. But
this is the other thing, too, man. Kobe had fights with Shaq. Dwight is a little dude compared to Shaq. And Kobe will fight him.
Yeah, Kobe just looked like he not respecting Dwight. And Dwight look like he don't respect himself because he walking away.
He walked away in the
most beginning. I feel like most people with that kind of size advantage should be like, what you want to do then?
Look at the arms being swung here as the rebound is secured by Dwight Howard. There's one little jab. There's two. There's two elbows here. There's one. And here's the second one.
Caught him right. Yeah, he definitely got him. He definitely got him. It didn't look so bad at the first angle, but yeah, he definitely elbowed him in the mouth. He got a little hot.
Absolutely. Yep. Caught him right in the chops. Well, obviously, pro Laker crowd here and pro Kobe. But here's the thing. Of the five guys on the floor for the Lakers, Kobe Bryant can't be the toughest guy.
Kobe just staring him down across the court, shaking his head. It's so right. Good. Oh, it's so good. Like, he's not even paying attention to the huddle. He's just like, nope. Mm-mm. Everything you say, nope. Everything you do.
And now we know Kobe.
He gonna do some color purple until you do right by me.
This is the thing, man. We know Kobe can't actually fight.
Right, he can't. So why is Dwight Howard acting scared at all?
We know he doesn't mind fighting certain people, and that will be Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Cause he know he ain't about that life.
All the wolfing here.
What care?
He know he ain't about that life. He's like, nigga, you soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he's soft.
He can't be the one doing all the woofing here. And the officials are huddling up here. No, obviously, I don't think it was a malicious elbow by Dwight Howard. He was clearing space here.
They've called a double technical on both Bryant and Howard. And they're going to go to the monitor, which they will be assisted by the replay center in New York from the NBA. They'll review the play.
So yeah, Instagram user who also was at the game, I guess, played the audio from it. So we know Kobe says nigga now. I always suspected it, but I wasn't sure until this moment. Well, this has been This Week in Mamba. Thanks everybody for tuning in to another episode of Ball G Sports. Thanks Karen for coming in and joining us.
You're welcome. I was late because, you know, job.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You get that money, boo. And of course, thanks everybody that came through in the chat, man. We really enjoyed it. Thanks for sticking around, and especially everybody that emailed us this week. We got a ton of emails and comments and stuff, and that definitely helps keeps the show going.
Yeah, appreciate y'all.
Because now that sports is back, you know, the show might get a little bit shorter because we're more into the ratchetness, and the ratchetness don't get it reported as much when games is going on.
Right. Everybody want to talk about, like, sports and real shit?
Yeah, the game, like, I don't know if anybody knows, but the show got longer, the less sports was being played.
Right.
It was just more people doing crimes and saying stupid shit in the media. Now it's like everybody back to playing, so not enough people getting robbed, not enough, no pregnancy scares, nobody fucking up on, well, you know what, we got Paul George, he'll do something.
Of course
Paul George gonna fuck up online at some point, right? But anyway, man, we'll be back next week, man. Thanks everybody for listening. Justin, thanks you for coming through, and until next time, peace out.
Peace.